Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Hooga chaka, hooga, hooga, hooga chaka, hooga, hooga, hooga chaka.
You know, it's really disappointing that they do this now. This is the second movie that came out this year that Marvel does a release that's digital only, like a month before the Blu-ray comes out. That's just, that bothers me.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
And they charge
$20. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Well, as usual, Rodriguez has started with actual content.
A complaint tonight.
Keyshawn's bringing the gibberish.
Keyshawn Fagey is bringing the gibberish.
In my arms so tight, you let me know.
Oh, there's more.
Everything's all right.
No, what were you ranting about?
I have some kind of feeling that...
Hooked on a feeling!
Now you just set him up for that.
You got me believing.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was.
That you're in love with me.
That your HD release is a month before your Blu-ray.
I know, that's bullshit.
That is total bullshit. It's a total cash grab for the iTunes Amazon crap.
Is the non-Blu-ray HD feed still a thing?
Winter Soldier. Well, the digital download, the digital HD download.
Got it.
Like
okay.
The stream is available typically now from Disney/Marvel, almost 1 month before the disc version is available. They did it with Winter Soldier, and they're doing it with Guardians of the Galaxy. So Guardians of the Galaxy comes out on digital HD in 17 days, and the Blu-ray didn't come out until December. So, it's just disappointing. I would prefer to all be released at the same time and earlier. Ideally, I'd be walking out of the movie theater with a disc in my hand.
I know, right?
But
that's a digital release.
You know. Or at least dollars.
Yeah. All both.
As much as it costs to go to the movies now, you should get an.
They should just have a bucket where you throw a bunch of money into it, and you get stuff out on the way out of the theater. You toss your popcorn in the garbage can, and there's another bucket for money.
Was that bucket?
Even better, half a bunch of grease-filled 20s. And you give me my omnibus and my Blu-ray and my T-shirt. And
what a nerdgasm, right? To come out the theater.
Yeah, why not?
I want it now.
Take advantage.
I want it
Take
now.
Take advantage, man. Come on. Anyway, enough fantasies.
All right, let's get
on to Marvel.
On to
reality.
Yeah.
Our reality.
All right, so quick question, Keyshawn. Are you excited?
No pressure.
Or, like, scared? Like you normally are for the Phase 3 announcement.
Oh, no. I'm totally excited.
Yeah, exactly. You take point then, because this is unprecedented in the history of our podcast.
That I'm happy?
Well, something new has come out, and you're not like, the sky is falling.
Wait a minute.
I agree. I'm going to agree with what you're about to say. I don't know what it is.
I'm normally excited.
Yeah.
Now, unless it's Star Wars, then I have to rein it back.
No.
But I thought even some of the Star Wars stuff you were excited about. When we were last time we were together, the comic book stuff, when they were like doing like Darth Vader number one, drawn by John Cassidy or whoever it was, you were all over that.
Yeah,
excited about that.
That still sounds spectacular.
Yeah.
I was so excited about it, I completely forgot about it, and then I saw the artwork, and I was like, ooh! I forgot he's doing it!
Yeah.
I'm totally pumped by this announcement. Who was it? America?
Well, they keep getting me
repumped. My wife thought that was good. What?
They keep getting me repumped because I'll forget about it, like you were saying, and then 4 weeks later, we'll get like another teaser image, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, that's coming around the corner.
They got a real young Black Panther.
Oh, for the...
In Star Wars?
Wait a minute. I thought we were talking Marvel.
Please, it's Darth Panther.
Darth Panther. Well, that's all racist.
They're all under... Darth Panther. I'd watch that. Just throwing that out there.
Make it happen, Marvel/Disney.
Well, they're all under that umbrella.
Yeah, make it happen.
Them and the princesses.
I want to say Indiana Jones as a Jedi.
We've had the Howard the Duck reference.
Lightsaber whip. Why has no one done this? Come on.
Lightsaber
whip? Whip.
Whip?
Indiana Jones with a lightsaber whip.
Well, did you see the lightsaber broadsword?
No.
Yep, it's a lightsaber broadsword. It's wide, and then it's got two little sabers that come off this way.
They can make a lightsaber anything.
It's leaked concept art.
Get on it.
There was all sorts of leaked concept art that broke out.
Is this for episode 7?
Episode 7. Okay. Did y'all see all this?
No.
You're kidding me. You didn't see any of it? Oh, it's incredible. They got like a... There's a ravine, and there's an old, decrepit AT-AT that... Actually, there's two of them that had like crashed in battle. Somebody's hollowed one out and made like a home out of it. And they're like pulling a speeder up to it.
Cool.
That looks spectacular. And then there's some Chewbacca missing one arm and robotic arm. Because, why not? Young girl.
Oh, God. The cyborg Wookiees are coming.
Yes. Yes.
It's fucking terrifying.
It's old Chewbacca. And then...
Wookborgs? I don't know.
There's this really one. It just looks like Ralph McQuarrie artwork.
Cy-Wookiees?
Cookies?
Let's get back on track, gentlemen.
This is serious shit we're discussing here.
I think we roll reverse here. We take point. Keyshawn, you take point. Hate myself. I want to die.
About 5:57. I mean,
we're didn't even make it 10 minutes in.
Keep going.
I'm off point. We're lost in the wilderness, gentlemen.
Well, we're not lost. We're just back to what America.
We normally
do.
No, there's all sorts of artwork. I can't believe you guys haven't seen it.
I don't follow Star Wars as closely as you do.
Son of a bitch. Oh, it was good. What was really spectacular is where I found it because there was this old website that used to. It was. Whoever was doing that website, it was a small knit group, and they knew some people because they were doing it with episode 2 and episode 3. And then
I'm sorry,
they went away.
Thing. You said that my sarcastic mind immediately went, was it StarWars.com?
Small group.
No, it was not. And,
it was StarWars.org, please.
I think they've hopped around because... they'd get like cease and desist orders. Oh. This we're going back like 10 years, 12 years to like episodes 2 and 3, and they were.
Is it really that long ago?
Yeah,
episode 2 and 3 came out.
Yeah,
crap.
Revenge of the Sith is 9 years old.
9 years old.
Yep.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, and three
more
years than that.
Get
12
older
years.
Faster.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking pre episode 2, they were leaking stuff.
This year.
God bless.
I know.
Let's sit here and ponder our mortality for a second.
Yeah.
I thought that was the exact opposite of this podcast.
way to be a downer.
We're all going to die.
Hey, no spoilers.
Oh. Back on task. So, it came from this. It was like from out of the blue. They've been gone for 9 years. As soon as 3 came out, there wasn't anything left to have fun with. And then, poof, here they are. And like, 15 images and all sorts of
cool.
And the images they had, some of them matched up with leaked set pictures that have come out.
Okay.
And so it's
kind of
real.
Legit, yeah.
It's real. Yeah. And there's some of them where like young, one really great piece of artwork that's like coming into it's like a blue room and you open the door. So the blue light shining in, there's a girl kind of leaning in and then there's a throne on the other side that's in red. So it's like this really neat shot. I hope they pull it off in the movie. Probably won't. There it is.
Doom, doom!
And there's just some cool artwork. And then the bad guy, there's a couple of leaked shots with the bad guy and kind of like a broken mask at one point. And, one where he's holding Vader. I can't believe you've seen this, where he's like holding the Vader helmet.
Hmm.
And it's all broken up and withered. And wow. he's gone to find it for some reason.
It's been all Marvel and DC up in my grill.
Well, this was before
month,
that.
So.
This was before that, because then I forgot all about that stuff.
No, right?
Kevin Feige came out and said, look at this, and just...
whipped it off.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Man, well, there was the multiple whippings, if you will, because there was the leaked Age of Ultron trailer, which then they went legit on.
Yeah.
And then they started leaking...
Well, so we should talk about that, and then we'll...
Yeah, if you want to go in chronological
order
of the latest,
I think that's a good idea.
Delights.
We'll be organized for America today.
Yeah, at least to start, and then we'll mess it up, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what we do.
So there was the leaked Age of Ultron trailer, and somehow Keyshawn's holding up pictures, a GIF of, animated GIF of Vince McMahon reacting to all the Marvel movie announcements. Because,
yeah.
Anyway, so the Age of Ultron trailer leaked.
Right.
And then Marvel...
That was awesome.
Marvel was supposed to show up before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last week, and they decided, well, they got ahead of us, so they got out ahead of that and officially released it.
Right.
And that was awesome.
But did you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I did watch Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
So did you see that they added stuff?
That was this week.
All right. So we're still back at last week.
Yeah, we're still back at last week. So Age of Ultron.
I had to go look up what that song was. That was a shame. I don't know my Pinocchio song.
Oh, you monster.
Some bitch, that song was... What are you doing?
Are you telling me that you saw that trailer and knew what that song was?
For real?
Yeah.
You saw that trailer and knew what that fucking song was when you heard it.
I'm a cartoonist, yo.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Disney gets all my money, like, from one avenue to another.
Pinocchio? You knew a Pinocchio song?
Dude, I just...
When was the last time you watched Pinocchio?
I just spent, like, an hour researching which version of Sleeping Beauty to buy on Blu-ray. There's, like, a whole debate on Amazon. You know, I could tell you why. You don't want to know why.
No.
Back on the trailer.
We went to a dark place about Cinderella. This is what happens when Disney buys Marvel. We start talking about Cinderella Blu-rays.
Princess Leia? No, Disney Princess.
But it was very clever of them to use the Pinocchio thing. That's
it was.
A great way of cross-branding.
Too clever for me.
Go
find out what it was.
Now you're free.
Yes.
So, reactions to the original trailer? Before we talk about additional scenes?
It's going to be awful hard for us to... It took years and years to get where I could do a Darth Vader, James Earl Jones voice, and now we're all going to have to learn the James Spader Ultron voice.
How did I miss that he was Ultron?
How did you miss that?
I thought it was Batani.
I swear we talked about that at some point.
I thought it was Batani.
You recognize the Pinocchio song, and you don't know James Spader's going to be Ultron? What the hell?
Paul Bettany's going to be Vision.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I swear we probably talked
about this like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to listen to like Full of Sound and Fury number 14 and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about how James Spader's going to be Ultron.
In between
and
Bitches
and T-Shawn was like, no, it's going to be terrible.
Oh.
No, it's good stuff.
So, anyway, yeah. I think they made Ultron look really freaking scary.
I was really excited for Age of Ultron until then they announced all the rest of the stuff. And now I'm just like, get that one out of the way. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, right?
So the
Hulkbuster armor looks pretty badass.
Hulkbuster armor looks cool.
Any theories as to why we think he's fighting the Hulk?
Three.
Huh?
There are three.
There's the popular Ultron is driving the armor theory.
Uh-huh.
There's the Tony Stark pissed everybody off. And the Hulk's beating his ass because he deserves a theory.
Mm-hmm. That's leading towards...
Well, then there's the Black Widow appears to have died, and the Hulk loses his shit and beats everybody up theory. Those are the three I've heard most.
Which is leading towards...
What, you're talking about Planet Hulk and Civil War and all that stuff?
Yeah. Planet Hulk and Civil War and all that.
Planet Hulk is
and
not,
then the other theory I've heard is Scarlet... I've actually heard a rumor, or read a rumor, that Scarlet Witch was going to be monkeying with things.
Oh, I don't know.
She can reality shape her shit, and that's
Olsen twins.
No more Olsen twins.
Now I am the queen of the Olsens.
Well, no more Bob Saget.
We got the title. No more Olsen twins. Poof! The whole world is just a little bit darker.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the Hulk looks like he's tortured in many different ways just from the trailer.
You can't infer. I mean, he's always tortured.
No, that's
a secret.
No, like in Avengers 1, look how he's portrayed in Avengers 1. Like, he's kind of in control in terms of how he responds to being in a group and how he's portrayed as a character. In the trailer for 2, the dude is curled up in almost a fetal position.
Wait a minute.
Like,
I'm sorry. You said you could tell the Hulk is tortured.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell Bruce Banner's tortured.
Bruce Banner, fine.
You were saying when the Hulk shots.
No.
I'm like, he always looks hulky and enraged when he's
the Hulk. The Hulk looks really angry in this film.
The Hulk was in control when he was smashing gods.
I mean, Bruce Banner.
Okay.
Yeah, Ruffalo's got some...
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just very sad.
You were selling this, and I'm like, man, how's he see this? In the Hulk's eyes. There's a little shining Indian tear coming down Hulk's.
It's that kind of acting that we're going to.
Go frame by frame. See, look, they digitally inserted a tear.
Yeah. And there's a whole romance between Black Widow and Bruce Banner and the whole thing. You hear about that?
No.
Because that's kind of part of
do they till the ET touch hands?
No, they're gonna
that
do
means
that.
They're married on the
touch hands in the
I think that just has to
that's as far as nerd love can go.
I think
it's ET touch hands.
God. That might be true.
I think that's just Joss Whedon, she was terrified of him in the first one, now she's not terrified of him.
I think there's
that's
more than not
character
terrified.
Advancement.
I think it's more than not terrified.
No, because
I think there's something there.
I think Captain America.
And Black Widow? No, I think Captain America is Sharon Carter. Why are we talking about dating when we should be talking about the characters?
What nerds
who
do?
Do you ship? Who
I'm
do you
sound
ship?
And fury.
Who does Keyshawn ship?
What?
You don't even know what shipping is?
What?
You don't read that corner of the internet. So when you ship someone, that means that you support a relationship between two characters. So you'll ship. You're clearly shipping Black Widow and Captain America.
I am absolutely not shipping anything. Ever.
That's
never support.
Look, may I pause it? I ship Ollie and Felicity?
There you go.
All right, is that correct?
Yes.
New grammar?
Yeah, or Alicity. Or Alicity, if you will.
Balls.
You gotta read more corners of the internet.
Clearly.
Yeah, the cat in the hat corner. Ollie ships Felicity.
No, because Ollie and Felicity are
son
in
of bitch.
Cyrus Boy, ships Ollie and Felicity.
Well, why wouldn't Ollie?
That's kind of meta. That's a little more meta.
Because he's the subject.
Because he's the subject, not the...
Well, I would think I'd be cheering for myself.
Maybe you can. Who knows?
Well, he fought himself in the first episode.
He did. In the first episode of season 3.
Oh, okay.
We'll come back.
Yeah,
though.
I'm fuzzy.
Yeah. Anyway, so trailer. So there's all that stuff. There's the broken shield.
Oh, yeah, broken
that,
shield.
Is that like a vision of the future? That's something else people are saying. Maybe Scarlet Witch is a vision of the future and the broken shield is not real.
Well, obviously they're going to need vibranium.
They're going to need vibranium, which Andy Serkis' character in the trailer, everyone thinks
he's... Do you think that's Claw?
Everyone thinks he's Claw. He's got the beard.
Beard?
He's got the Claw beard.
What Claw beard?
He's got the beard that
I don't
looks like
know
Claw
this Claw
comics.
Beard. The only Claw... I mean, look, when I grew up with Claw...
Okay,
I have a
from
the 70s? No, Claw? 70s, 80s. Yeah, 80s, Secret
Same.
War. That's where I got to know Claw,
what,
was Secret War.
Inspector Gadget
he
guy?
Was clean shaven.
I'm totally confused.
Yes. You can't see his face.
You know
he
Claw
just
is?
Has a cat.
No.
Claw is a very lame character. And maybe they can make it good. But they can get every other character.
I got three words for you. Batroc the Leaper.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, no
they made
shit.
Him great.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a stupid mustache.
Claw used, didn't he, made of sound?
Ulysses Claw? That's his first name, right? Ulysses?
I
think it's Ulysses Claw.
Again!
He
was
harvests,
Claw!
But he harvests vibranium. That's like his claim to fame. He's a vibranium...
Well,
like,
at least the comics...
Vibranium and Dimdar Heroes!
If we're talking about the same Claw, the one that I know of that's dressed all in red that has a skull cap, I know they're not going to do that in the movie. I hope.
Right.
He's got like one hand missing and it's a like an audio... It's a little satellite dish on his hand instead of a hand.
But later,
he's made of sound.
He's not made of sound, the one on the version
Vicious
of
Lies. Somebody's retconned that shit, but I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, they
Secret,
the shit out.
Secret Wars, he was made of sound. And it, that was lame. If they've done a good one since then,
so this
I missed
is the original
it.
One from Fantastic Four. That's what you're
Yes!
Yeah.
Are you seeing this in America? Oh,
sorry.
Wait. Yeah. No,
sorry, I'm looking up on Wikipedia and showing people
that
the original
like,
Fantastic
everybody
Four.
Everybody Wikipedia,
appearance.
Know what picture.
However, later on...
It looks like he's jerking off on them.
Later on, he's a Black Panther.
That's Claw.
Later on, he's the main antagonist of Black Panther.
He's a man antagonist?
Main antagonist.
Main antagonist, okay.
And I like that, though. Mantagonist.
Mantagonist.
He's after Vibranium, that's what he does.
Gamergate!
We're coming to that.
No, we aren't.
Anyway, he's after vibranium. So if it involves vibranium, it's going to involve Claw, and it's going to involve Wakanda, because Wakanda has lots of vibranium.
And if you break
and
the shield,
Black
and
Panther.
Black
the shield's
Panther
made
is going to be a film.
Yeah. And there's talk of like that scene where there's like Ultron's hand with a bunch of molten metal going over it, that he's vibraniumizing himself.
So
his final version, his final form is
his main boss version.
Yeah.
Level 7.
God, I was hoping that was the end of the movie where they turned Ultron to good and they were dropping him down into it.
No.
Had the thumb up.
Hasta la vista.
No.
James Spader said.
Hasta la vista.
James Spader.
He says some line from
Let it go.
He says some line from Boston Legal or something.
No, it's Kevin Disney.
Let it go.
So I think that's Black lays the seeds for vibranium based talks going forward in future Marvel films and thus Black
Panther. Is Wakanda at peak vibranium yet though? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know what the vibranium.
I'm very concerned
curve,
about the vibranium curve.
Yeah, I think that's a part of the plot somehow too. Of course, we don't know.
Well, they said he's going to be in the movie.
Claw? Yeah.
No, Black Panther.
No, he's in Captain America 3.
No, they said he was going to be in Ultron.
He's not in the cast list.
I read it.
He's not in the IMDb.
I read this shit.
Maybe that's speculation, along with Captain Marvel. Apparently,
it's also rumored to be at the end, the very end
of what?
A cameo of Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Okay.
But they have not announced the casting for Captain Marvel.
She's the antagonist of Age of Ultron.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, who do you?
I'm more excited for the Captain Marvel than I am for the Black Panther.
I kind of am too. But let's if we're going to stick to chronological order, goddammit, then the next thing to talk about is the hammer scene.
Oh right. So then
that's what got revealed next.
Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of got gypped because they were hoping to bring a bunch of viewers to watch that trailer, but the trailer leaked. So they had to come up with something, and they smartly said, "Well, let's add about a minute and a half little bit on the front end of it that hadn't been seen yet that'll segue right into the trailer." And so they have you seen this?
No.
Have you seen the scene?
You haven't seen this scene?
I don't want Agent
Shield. Oh, it's great. So they're
I'll talk about that later.
They're all hanging out. If you remember in the trailer when they're all, it's kind of the big group of them are sitting there, and then Ultron comes wobbling out talking about Strange.
Ultron, yeah.
Well, this is the scene where they're sitting in that room before he comes out. And they're, Thor walks in.
They're like, man, that Stormer was excellent.
Thor walks in with his hammer and sets it on the table. And Tony Stark starts kvetching about, he who is worthy can pick this up. This is a joke, you know. And he goes over there and starts tugging on it. Of course, he can't move it. And then it cuts, and it's got music playing or some kind of hammer, what music is. And he's got his Iron Man gauntlet, and he's pulling on it, and he can't do it. Then the little rocket shoot on the gauntlet, he still can't move it. Then it's got Rhodey
and him
and they're pulling. And Rhodey's like, "Are you even trying? Are you even trying?" And they're pulling on it some more. And it's got Thor in the back, and he's lounging
like this.
And then Steve Rogers gets up, and he goes, and it moves. And Thor's face is like...
It's great. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it because that is a great scene.
It
shows like the lighthearted side of the movie, but the trailer is like all dark.
Right.
That is like total Whedon banter moment.
It was really good because Thor looks really bothered. And then when Steve can't pick it up, Thor goes, "Ha, nothing." No. And then Tony Stark, then they ask Black Widow to do it. And she's like, "That's a question I don't need answered."
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to Tony Stark saying, "I think this translates from Asgardian to he who hath Thor's fingerprints can lift this hammer, you know?" And Thor walks up and goes, "You know what I think it means?" And he picks it up, flips it, and falls and goes, "You're not worthy."
And then Ultron comes in.
And then Ultron comes stumbling in. Actually, no, then there's a noise.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a mystery woman that everybody's wondering about.
Yeah.
There's a mystery woman in that room.
The scene was edited so to kind of keep a mystery woman unknown from the set.
There's some woman in there.
But anyway.
There is a girl in the
movie. It's not Kobe Smulders. It's somebody else.
Because they show Maria Hill in the scene. You know who it is. There are three women, Black Widow, Maria Hill, and another one that has not been fully identified. There's speculation. There's like a female, like.
Was it Carol?
Technologist. No, she has dark hair. And presumably Carol Danvers would be blonde. But
Bobby Moore
better be.
No, there's a Asian
she's going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
which is why I was wondering maybe that's the cross.
There's a Japanese or some type of Asian doctor in cast in the film. I think that's who it is, but they don't point her out. But anyway, the scene was great because of the banter. That's like the Whedon banter's there.
Okay,
and it's very cool. I like what Tony says when he tries to pick up the hammer. He's like, if you can pick up the hammer, you can rule Asgard. And he's like, yeah. And Thor's like, yeah. And he's like, I will be fair but firmly cruel. And then he tries to pick it up. It's just perfect. Awesome. Perfect. Yeah.
So they did that. Then it's the trailer. And the trailer has little bits of stuff added.
That's different, yeah.
They added little bits. And one bit they added was Black Widow looking at a picture of that scepter.
Yeah, Loki's scepter. Because we know that's involved, because at the end of Winter Soldier, the Baron von Strucker has the scepter, and that's where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, so it's got to be involved somehow.
Yeah. And then Scarlet Witch is riding on a Harley.
Custom made for the movie. Mm-hmm. For her, apparently.
Which she flies out of a plane, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think the jury's still out on the Quicksilver effect.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Because X-Men did it so well.
They didn't show enough in the trailer for me to kind of get a full opinion. I think it's a little iffy, but we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I've been watching The Flash, and like The Flash has great super speed effects, in my opinion.
It does.
So they gotta match that to really kind of get me excited, because The Flash...
I wasn't sure if I was going to like that show, but I put the pilot on, and then he's like, there we go. That's me again. I turned to Aaron. I already love this show. I was already in at like the 30-second mark.
Yeah.
The tone was already right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. So there's one more scene that's been leaked of Tony and Steve Rogers arguing with each other about being torn apart that everyone says is kind of probably going to plant the seeds for Civil War. It's like very short, but they have a little bit of a spat when they're like out in some farm or something. Because they always got to do that, right? You start in the city, and then you get your ass kicked, and then you go out to some farm, and you have a montage.
America!
America, that's right.
Need a montage!
Anyway, so there's quite a bit.
Or you can go to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's Rocky always did.
Or Rocky goes to the Russian wilderness and drags a log around.
True. It's got to punch meat wherever you're at. As long as you're punching meat.
There's some meat punching.
Rocky's bringing the thunder. He's done stuff to make a billy goat puke.
Okay.
That was Rambo.
I don't know what to do with that.
So that's all the Age of Ultron stuff.
Is it?
I think that's all the Age of Ultron stuff fit the bill for now until the movie comes out.
Alright.
And then, well, before Age of Ultron, I guess DC announced all their stuff. So if we want to go to the dark area. DC announced their films.
I say we carry on with the Marvel.
Carry on with the Marvel.
Yes, because I think when we start pistol whipping the other shit, we might go down a dark place and then won't segue back well to happiness.
I do have some small points of light to discuss on the DC side, but we can...
As do I. No, not everything is crap.
Bat nipples?
No, that's definitely not a point of light. Right. That's just
small points of light.
Those are not light. They're not light.
You haven't seen this Ben Affleck's bat nipples?
I don't want to.
Tell me this is not a thing.
Yeah, I was just trying to scare you.
You know,
mission accomplished.
You know what that counts as? Skeuomorphism. You heard of skeuomorphism?
Oh,
the phrase.
I have, but I don't remember.
So it's like what Apple did a lot. Not with their latest designs of their OSs, but where they try to make something look like something in the real world, like your note-taking app looks like a notebook.
Oh right, yeah.
So bat nipples counts as skeuomorphism because there's no reason for having nipples on your armor. That, I think that counts as skeuomorphism for what it's worth.
I do not ship that.
You don't
ship? No. I don't ship it either, because heavy metals had nipples on armor for 30 years.
Also skeuomorphic. Not needed. There's no need for that. Anyway, so Marvel announced... Wednesday? Thursday?
I have room for your nipples in your armor.
What was the day that they announced the internet broke?
What about people having big nipples?
I forget. It was after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so it must have been Wednesday, is my guess.
That sounds about right.
Because they just show up the Age of Ultron hype, and then afterwards they put...
We hadn't caught our breath from that yet.
Yeah. And then they announced... how many films total? Nine? I think it's nine in Phase 3.
Yeah.
So all Phase 3 they announced at a special event.
And ask Vince McMahon for us again, Keisha?
My mind's circling around nipples chafing up against armor. You need to make a little room.
You're really no good for us, though.
That's why you have the undershirt.
Okay, here we go. May 1st, 2015, Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
July 17, 2015, Ant-Man.
That ends Phase 2.
Yes.
Why didn't they mention Ant-Man? At all?
That's the end of Phase 2. They consider it the end of Phase 2. They're talking Phase 3 in the event.
I just can't believe they would not promote...
May 6, 2016, Captain America.
Civil War.
The
image originally said Serpent Society.
This is interesting. I'm currently looking at a JPEG where it was originally Captain America the Fallen Son.
Oh, that's even older then.
That is interesting.
I wonder if they're going to kill... Well, are you sure those are...
Well, at the end of Civil War, they kill Captain America, so...
I know.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, spoilers from 2006.
That's true. Again, all going to die.
8 years prior.
I'm reading all those right now.
Civil War again?
No, I'm going through the Captain America omnibus.
Oh, the Captain America omnibus.
Yeah. Oh, the Brubaker manifesto.
Yeah, I'm on the third one.
This is how you're awesome. This is how it's done. All right, then we got Doctor Strange, July 8th, 2016.
Yeah. with rumored Benedict Cumberbatch.
The Batch is back, baby.
Not confirmed, but yeah. But apparently, in intense negotiations.
Are you guys cool with that? Like, with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes. I'm an avowed Cumberbatch. So
yeah, I love him. As Doctor Strange,
yes.
Is he going to keep the accent? Is he going to go American?
Well, I mean, hell, I just saw him in a movie today where he was a 12 years a slave.
He acted. I haven't seen 12 years.
Yeah, he was a southern slave owner. He did 12 years a slave, and I mean, it's a pretty good job there if he could carry that.
Okay, I've never seen him do it.
As long as he's not saying penguin, I think he'll do just fine.
Not Hallis was a Brit.
True. So yeah. But I mean, Hugh Laurie is
Christian Bale.
Have you seen him say penguin?
Christian Bale sounded like an idiot, but Australian.
Okay.
Have you seen him say penguin?
Who's this?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Never. Have you heard about this? Never asked the man about penguins. No.
What?
But neither one of you know what I'm talking about.
No.
I saw something about a meme.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
Just get on YouTube and do Benedict Cumberbatch penguin. He was doing the voiceover for some Nova special or something like that.
Okay.
And it's penguins. The man can't say penguin. And it's like, penguin. And every time he says this, it's a different way. Penguin. And penguin. Okay. And he's for such a well-spoken man.
So
he never gets it.
Brits have a hard time with... You're going to make fun of me for that. Brits have a hard time with diphthongs.
Okay.
So where two vowels are put together. And see, you're laughing. Keith's laughing.
I'm just saying, that may be a better title.
So Jaguar, they also have a hard time.
Why do they spell everything with OU?
No, okay. A diphthong is usually like a G, like a hard sound followed by two vowels. So like Jaguar or Penguin.
Got it.
So G-U-I-G-U-A. So...
diphthongs are mammals.
So Jaguar. So like Jaguar. Ever seen a Brit? Ever seen a Brit try to pronounce Jaguar? Where they say Jaguar.
Yes.
It's because they can't say Jaguar like the gua sound.
Yeah.
They
actually,
so Penguin is.
Oh, it's totally.
I'm blanking on the actor's name, but he was in Mad Men. When they got the Jag account, he would mess it up. Also, very famous character actor. He's been in Fringe, and he's been in Mad Men, and he was Moriarty.
Yeah. I know, I have his face in my mind. I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Bad guy. Yeah. May 5th, 2017, Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Pretty
he is probably the biggest Thor fan, I would say, in the room right now.
Let me get the titles out, and then we'll start theorizing here.
There's not much to theorize.
It's in the title.
Fair enough. July 28, 2017, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
November 3rd, 2017, Black Panther.
Yeah.
This is old, because I don't...
There's concept art for Black
Panther. Because Captain Marvel is also 2017. I don't have that here.
I guess he's not American, so you can't call him African American Panther.
He's Wakandan.
Yeah, Wakandan Panther.
Sure,
or racist. Just, yeah.
Blackulous.
I don't know what to call it.
Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Inhumans.
Yeah, if you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's already in the works.
It's already in the works,
folks.
And then finally, Avengers. Infinity War, Part 1 and 2.
Oh. Yeah, in 2018 and 2019.
Did you see the video? The announcement video?
Bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
With the references to the different colored gems. And then it cuts and it ends and it's got the Infinity Gauntlet with all the gems on it.
I see it.
Then it shows Thanos
face
holding it.
Holding the gauntlet. Yeah.
You need to get online, son. You're missing half the good stuff with all this. You need to see it. Because it's got like that whole crowd screaming. And what's really cool is like they start yelling and then it gets louder and then they're like Civil War and it gets up and then they're doing the next one and it gets loud. When it's Avengers Infinity War, place just blows up and then it says two movies. And the place goes ballistic and that just, you're already pumped. And then you got people going nuts around. That's good stuff.
We're living in a time where Marvel comic movies have become the Beatles.
I just pray to God. I pray to God that there's not a clunker that derails it, and then Hollywood's like, "No, we're not doing it anymore."
Who knows? So
where
starting
is
in 2017,
Snipes?
I've got the image from the event here.
Thank you, because I don't.
So you've got two movies in 2016. That's Captain America: Civil War and Doctor Strange. Then 2017, you have three films. They're starting with three films in 2017. So that's Guardians of the Galaxy 2, then Thor: Ragnarok. And Black Panther.
Okay.
Then in 2018, you have Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Captain Marvel, and Inhumans. And then in 2019, Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it goes.
They better be able to count past 3.
Are you not on board with Cumberbatch?
I'm not on board, if that makes any sense, not to use double negative, but I just don't know what to expect. Because in my mind, Doctor Strange is like an American dude, like a surgeon, cocky surgeon. Kind of like Tony Stark, but for medicine.
Yeah, really goes it's very similar setup.
You know, even has a goatee, right? But I'm not sure where he's going to go. No, I just want to see what their spin is going to be, because I don't really know what to expect. But I love Benedict Cumberbatch and pretty much everything else I've seen him in, so I'm confident if they nail him down in terms of his contract, like, great, but... What's this going to look like?
I'm more curious that apparently Joaquin Phoenix was the first choice.
I saw that.
Which is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Although he is a good actor.
Yeah.
I just can't picture him doing a big movie.
A big movie?
I'm assuming...
Yeah.
Wait a minute, here's something. Do you guys think that they're going to take this next group of characters and ingest them into the Avengers movies?
Oh, yeah, they will.
Ingest them.
Or ingest. Avengers will ingest. Avengers will ingest. Marvel will inject. Doesn't matter.
Yes. Okay.
And they definitely will show up in all these things in some
way. Right, I just couldn't picture Joaquin Phoenix doing that.
I don't know. I mean, it was hard to pick. It's hard to picture what we have today.
Well,
so
yeah, he's got pretty good range.
My mind is open. I'll take whatever Marvel.
Now that Liam Neeson's an action hero, I mean, I'd have never called that.
Deservedly so, right? Yeah.
I'd never.
Yeah. Hey, man.
He's Darkman. He tried it once. It didn't work. I thought that was it
at the time. Anyway,
you've seen Darkman?
Shit. It was a comic book movie 10 years before there were comic book movies. That was before Blade.
That was before Blade.
Batman was only flashed a couple before,
and then it was gone. You're like, I don't think that's Renaissance.
A comic, not a movie.
I don't think the Renaissance came until Blade. Because then Blade and X-Men hit, and then it was like, okay, we're going to make money off this.
We're on, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. But Marvel Cinematic Universe is something else altogether, I think.
Oh, yeah. Just...
You hear about the rumors that Sony's thinking about...
I don't think Sony knows what the hell they're going to do with their Spider-Man universe. They should just give it back to Marvel, frankly. Did you hear the latest rumor about the all-female Spider-Heroes movie that they're not playing? So they keep coming out with ideas, and they keep, like, canceling them or, like, getting quiet all of a sudden about them.
Yeah.
Like, the Venom movie is now questionable. And the Sinister Six thing keeps rolling around, but no one has any specific things. And, like, Spider-Man 3 is, like, super delayed to, like, out to, like, 2018 or something now. So, like, they don't even know what the hell they want to do. They should just give it back to Marvel, and then Marvel deal with it.
They know they've got a cash cow property in their hands, but it's not really a cinematic universe. There's just not that much there.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even carry...
How many Spider-Man comic books are there? They can't even carry those...
They need to make a TV show on their network.
That would be
the best way to do it. Just get Bendis to write it for him.
Yeah, but
in that case, he would just be transcribing his 180 issues or
you
whatever.
Think Marvel's
going
to let him do that?
I think the contract would allow them to do that.
I don't know,
Marvel would get part of that pie too. I mean,
they always do.
That's the financial thing.
Even the movies that they've made.
Although if Perlmutter had his way, you know, he would just bomb Japan.
I think that's
what you guys have heard that. That he tried to get RDJ written out of Captain America 3.
Yeah.
Who did?
Perlmutter.
He's the kind of the president or vice president of Marvel Studios.
Oh, I heard about that, and then they talked him out of it.
For Disney. Yeah, well, Kevin Feige,
Right.
Told him to go lie down for a minute.
I mean, I think
he's sitting under that tree and waiting until that Jones kind of shit in the last couple of years.
He's behind the whole Fantastic Four cancellation thing.
Even though Marvel's trying to, like, X-Men claim that it's not.
Yeah, look at the 75th anniversary, like, artwork and stuff they come out with. There's not a single X-Man or Fantastic Four family member on any of the cover art they do for any of their 75th anniversary.
That guy begrudges every dollar
the latest
Marvel
one I've seen
make.
Has Hulk... And
really the model
Captain America and Iron
didn't
Man.
Didn't we just do
and
Avengers and X-Men like all together? Is Axis to break it all up? Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, what happens in the comics for those events is one thing, but like what they choose to represent their company as for their 75th anniversary does not have an X-Man or Fantastic Four number on it.
So little money on their publishing line, it's unreal. He probably doesn't know they have comic books anymore at this point.
They have Spider-Man on it for what it's worth.
That's why I'm curious why they even care.
Like all
he's
the Fox apparently
just a vindictive dick.
they have freaking Star-Lord on there for Pete's sakes, mm-hmm. and Groot. They don't have
no Wolverine.
But they don't no Wolverine.
That's
there's
amazing.
Not an X-Man, not Rogue, not Cyclops.
Well, they just killed Wolverine.
I'm saying they have, but it's the 75th anniversary stuff. Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
The good. Wolverine.
Any good?
The art's spectacular.
Oh, so there you go.
The death is your answer. Kinda, that's how you go. That's it. That's how he died. Wow.
Yeah,
I'll spoil it to you if you want. But
ingrown adamantium toenails. That's my guess.
Yeah, I mean, damn near. I mean, they just spill a big vat of adamantium on him.
Oh.
Yeah, and he kills the guy. He's on a dam or something like that, you know, and he kills the guy before the helicopter takes off.
What, there's an adamantium spring?
He drops to his drops to his knees and is frozen there, dead.
Because
he has no healing factor.
Oh, he's his own statue. I like that.
Yeah, it's essentially a weeping statue, yeah. And it's not even shaped like, it's just kind of a, you know,
blob.
Yeah, just to sit there in the sun.
Okay.
So stupid.
Well.
Yeah, I was yeah.
He's just shelved.
He's waiting for something, yeah.
What was I going to say? Okay, so talking casting, yeah. We already have Black Panther cast. Awesome. I like the choice.
Yes, I don't know
who
that guy's from.
He's been mostly a TV actor. Chadwick. Chadwick? No.
His name is Chadwick.
I'm already on board with the name Chadwick. You shut your mouth.
Hold on.
That is a fantastic
name. I had the name on the tip of my tongue,
Chadwick.
And I lost it.
I'm just going to put Chadwick in and see what it all completes to.
I bet he must be a badass.
Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Live through life with the name Chadwick.
Yeah, makes you a mean motherfucker.
Make it tough, exactly. What was that Johnny Cash song?
So he did the Sue? Jackie Robinson biopic.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I think he looks great for the part, but I don't really know much of his
work. That's racist.
Frank, no, it's not like that.
He's black! We got a Black Panther. All right.
Gary Coleman is the Black Panther.
I want
the ghost
a Wesley
of Gary
Snipes appearance.
Gary Coleman's corpse is the Black Panther.
Oh,
that, no,
that's wrong.
No, I think Chadwick Boseman, looks like a decent fit. We'll see more as stuff comes out.
Newsarama, speaking of doing my homework for a change, I read today that this is unsubstantiated. It's just an educated guess.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt is Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about that. To me, it's Katie Sackhoff.
In
my mind's eye.
Well, it's because they've been drawing her like
Starbucks.
She's
not going to carry her own film.
Yeah, she would. Darn straight she would.
I'll tell you this. Any smaller, less marketable actress, I don't want
to... Robert Downey Jr.
No midgets. Actress should be all over that part if they can get it. It's going to be a star-making part.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that out there right now.
Yeah. It's about damn time that they did a Captain Marvel film. Yeah. It's a shame we have to wait 4 freaking years for it to come out. But
well, this is where I'm going to be all grinchy about this. I could not help notice that there is no Black Widow film on this slate.
No Black Widow. I'm also upset about that.
Yeah.
And they asked Kevin Feige about it again, and he said that they have big plans for her. I'm making air quotes.
But didn't she just have a baby? She just had a baby, though.
Scarlett Johansson,
while
they were
filming.
She was
pregnant
while
they were filming,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That may be coming into play.
But, I mean, they just planned out for, like, till 2019. They couldn't shove one in there. Couldn't shove a Black Widow film in there? Give me a break.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Spoken just like somebody without kids. I'm telling you.
Look, she's rich and famous. There are plenty of...
Pawn that kid off and get out there and make me
all
a Black Widow movie.
All I'm saying
her is... Her nanny is going to have a nanny.
Like, it hasn't held other actors back.
Yeah.
It's her first child. I'm not saying... Yeah. I'm not saying announce Black Widow 2015
all
in December.
I'm saying
they have all the way up to 2019. There was not a single Black Widow film.
Yeah, but the fact that they didn't say it tells me that that's the reason why.
No, I think the fact that they didn't say it means that they don't know what to do. Because they could have planned it out.
Relaxing as hell. You take the miniseries from 2000 with Romanoff versus Yelena. If you haven't read this, I'm going to smack you. But there's Rick Rucka and Devin Grayson back Marvel Knight. That's how old the story is now. A Marvel Knight miniseries about Black Widow. About her replacement, Yelena Belova.
Oh, right.
And it was a great spy story.
Are you reading the current one?
Translate.
The current one's spectacular.
I haven't. No.
Okay.
They've got Marjorie Liu.
Because honestly, I was going to go do the current one and you've got a winner.
Is Marjorie Liu writing it? I don't remember. Either way.
I don't know if she's currently writing it, but she has written it.
Either way, there's plenty of good stories.
It's
to
a
tell
great
here.
Character. They need their spy character. I don't know why they're fighting this. It's very perplexing.
And it seems like they're giving her pretty prominent roles in the other films. But yeah. It's like, how much more zeitgeist building do they need for Black Widow? Like, she's the premier female hero in that universe.
Yeah.
Just do it already.
Yeah.
Until Captain Marvel comes out.
Until Captain Marvel comes out.
Yeah.
But then we can have two. We don't have to just have one. There are a bunch of male heroes. Let's have more than one female.
I haven't been to have...
That's
exactly
unimaginable.
Right. Like, we can't have two.
Jesus Christ. If, no, no.
I mean,
let's start with
that.
DC bashing. It's too hard.
Oh, God.
DC
violates the Highlander rule of film, so there can be only one.
Or the bullshit that they do in games, in video games, on Assassin's Creed, where like, well, a female hero is too hard to render. Like, that is the most bullshit answer I've ever heard.
They made that answer.
Yeah, Ubisoft said that.
That's dumb.
It's dumb as hell. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Captain Marvel would be really cool.
30 years of Tomb Raider.
Right. Don't even. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just in my head. I can see the poster: Scarlett Johansson on one side, Jennifer Lawrence on the other. Black Widow coming 2018.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence as Yelena Belova.
Well, she's fantastic.
No way. They're not gonna do that.
That would be cool.
No, they won't. They'd hate money evidently. I'm telling you, they'll make a shit ton of money.
That would be freaking cool.
Or Natalie Dormer or something. Although she's apparently shaving her head these days.
She was technically already been
she was in
Captain America. Captain
Natalie
America.
Dormer was in something, and that's
Captain
why
America
she shaved her head.
She's in Mockingjay.
That's it. That's
she
why.
She plays Cressida in Mockingjay.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
read
that.
The,
that's why
the
she
books.
Was doing it.
But she's like a more hardcore Cressida, because in the books, Cressida wasn't like all that. She was just the film lady, but she's much more hardcore looking in the film versus the book. But anyway.
But she's got the look.
Yeah,
she's
she was also in the Marvel Universe. She already played someone in the Marvel Universe, but maybe they can pretend that didn't happen.
Got Keyshawn Stan and Rockstead in the corner. I want to find that button again.
I got to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for all these. Bring it on.
I'm probably the odd man out, I think, based on your guys' reactions, but I would love to see an Inhumans flick.
I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool characters.
I just want to know who's Black Bolt, who's Medusa. We need those.
I've never wanted
I need Black Bolt.
I like Black
Medusa.
Bolt.
Medusa, actually, I think it's going to be the most important cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to any of them.
And Black Bolt's got to carry. Like, you can't. Like, Vin Diesel is Black Bolt, like, or something like that, where they just. Someone who can not talk.
It's
yeah.
always been
work.
Too angsty.
It doesn't work.
It's too angsty.
Humans?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's always the flavor I've always gotten from that.
Did you read the Paul Jenkins and Jay Lee run?
No.
You should.
Was it angsty?
No.
It
was just good. It's another Marvel Knights line, actually. 12-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's old. It's pre-New Marvel, before captions went away. So
okay.
It's an older reading experience. It's good. Mm. It is good, mm. but...
Interesting. Yeah. I think those two are like they gotta nail it with the
who
casting.
Who do you get
Black
to be
Bolt
Black Bolt?
It's gotta be someone who's got a presence.
You're gonna hire somebody that's not gonna say a word. You're gonna get them to.
Who
you're actually gonna be able to
mean,
get.
They hire someone who says one word and it worked out great. I am Groot, or one phrase.
Yeah, I know. But
so
Liam Hemsworth.
he's going to utter a word, and it's going to be fucking ridiculous.
I know,
and that's what's going to sell it. So they got
to
have someone who can
carry
that.
Good sales job.
Can carry that. And Medusa is.
I almost thought that you might have a Darth Maul scenario where you have a guy there for the physicality, and
yeah.
then you dub in the voice.
Possibly
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones
and David Prowse is our Black Bolt.
You nailed it. Maybe we get Hayden Christensen back.
No.
Why not? He doesn't have to speak a freaking word. It'll be spectacular.
He doesn't look right for that part. He'd have to bulk up significantly for that.
Yeah. It's almost certainly going to be like
Tom
a wrestler.
Yeah.
Although Tom Hardy's got I think he just won the conversation.
Next subject.
Tom Hardy is Black. Yeah, okay.
Do that.
Somewhere out there. Marvel just parked it.
No, they probably
that's
have
it
for all that shit.
No, we started talking about Black Widow, and they just like, nah.
At New York City, so then there's TV, so Daredevil got kind of
right.
talked about at New York City Comic Con on Netflix. Yep.
Power Man, Iron Fist.
Yeah, but they showed the first images of the Daredevil show.
Yeah.
And he looks great as Matt Murdock.
Yeah, as a blind guy.
And And he looks great as the primordial. Well. They showed the primordial Daredevil costume from the Frank Miller Romita run, where he's just kind of bandana.
Oh, that I saw that.
Oh, the nerds are bitching about it. Yellow. It's not red.
Well, it wasn't. Give it a chance. give it a second.
It also hasn't been shot yet. You fucking asshole.
Doom.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff happening there too, and I like the idea that Joe Quesada, like, before they even got the Daredevil rights back, they already identified this guy as their Daredevil, and like they were just waiting for this to happen. But to think if they can do that with Daredevil, you bet your ass they've got ideas for all these other films as far as casting goes. I mean, that's people's job, right? The casting directors and stuff. So I'll be curious to see how that evolves over time. But
that's an interesting Rosario. Job. I wonder how you get in a casting director.
They're all like certified and stuff. I don't know. You know.
Yeah,
you take exams.
Take exams. Maybe you do.
Continuing education.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Like,
maybe the exam is just like recognizing younger actors, like keeping up to date with like the pool, you know, of like older actors versus younger.
That actually would be a valuable skill. Yeah, because I don't know who the hell these fucking people are anymore.
Recognize the face. And so Rosario Dawson plays Night Nurse, basically.
Yes, saw that.
And I would love, and I assume this is what they're going to do, I would really love for her to be the Agent Coulson of the street-level characters. That she somehow coordinates all these heroes that are getting their ass kicked at night and, like, starts to, like, thread them together somehow in an intelligent way. Not just
for hire, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that. Or, like, gets them to kind of, know each other by connecting through her nexus of... Hero Oxycon. Hospital type thing.
Is it Heroes so for cool. Hire? Mm-hmm. Is that the show?
Defenders is the name of the show.
Well, isn't there a Power Man one, though?
Heroes for Hire was Power Man, Iron Fists.
I know that's the comic. 70s,
Starsky and
Hutch. No, but there's four Netflix shows, right?
There's Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Power Man or Luke Cage.
That's what I'm asking. Is it Power Man is his own show?
Luke Cage is his own show.
Okay, oh, I thought
Iron Fists is his own show.
That's what I was saying. I thought it was the... Heroes for Hire was the name of the show, and
Iron Fist is his own show. Daredevil is his own show.
Okay.
Luke Cage has his own show.
That's right.
And Jessica Jones has.
I was conflating them. Yeah. That was the problem.
The fifth series is the Defenders, where they all come together.
They're going to be the Defenders.
Yes.
All right, I'm going with that. That's better than the other Defenders in any way.
He almost got upset, but now. Yeah,
look, as long as she's getting cornholed in some scene by Power Man.
Okay, that's a long-standing.
We're never going to get an answer.
You guys keep tweeting at Brian Michael Bendis about that, and he's just like, I'm surprised he hasn't blocked you already.
You need to hit him up on Tumblr to see what, like, gift you get.
Yeah. I swear I'm right.
If I can remember to do it, I will.
I think that's a great spin on the Night Nurse character, back to my original point. I think that would be super cool. So, and Rosario Dawson's a great actress, so they can't just be, like, keeping her on the side doing nothing. So I'll be very interested to see how that evolves. But I'm very excited for Daredevil as well. I was reading an article that's saying basically when there isn't a movie coming out, there's a TV show going on with that involves a Marvel property, which
with
is...
With the exception of X-Men, I don't think there's a Marvel property that has more stuff to mine that's quality than Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a show that should really just
epic
crush.
Runs for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that he's a B-lister has always served him well, because they're not afraid to, like, just go a little wacky
fuck
with
him up. Yeah.
Yeah. Just tear it all up and just throw it up in the air and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Time and time again.
I broke Keyshawn with that statement.
I was sitting there. The first thought was he's going to break me with this.
I mean, they have. They've torn that character to pieces many times in many different ways.
No, I think it was the assertion that he has the most good comics.
The most story to plumb.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going,
there's lots of story to plumb.
Well, I'm trying to think of ones that aren't already being plumbed. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
I think
mind excavated for their delicious vibranium.
I mean, they just, like, somebody asked them, like, is Bullseye going to be in the series? And they said no. Like, there's no Bullseye in the first season.
That's
an extremely good thing. Yeah. That just shows you how much they're going to have to work with. Mm-hmm. When Bullseye, there's not even a scent of Bullseye. In the first
the scent of a bullseye
is a strong one.
Pacino will have nothing to worry about.
Scent of a bullseye with Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
And what's his name? That played Bullseye in the movie.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, it was
Scent of a bullseye.
Of a bullseye.
Yeah, really
I would watch that.
Yeah, I would too.
Maybe not as much as Darth Panther, but I would watch that.
Is Scent of a Woman somehow owned by Disney? That's what I want.
It will be at some point. Yeah, all things will be acquired by Disney.
So are we going to talk, now that we've come out with all that stuff, are we going to contrast the DC?
Well, we really should look on Twitter right now and make sure Marvel hadn't done something awesome
while we've been talking. We've been talking for an hour, yes.
Hour?
They've cranked it out.
Robert Downey Jr. This just cures Ebola.
That's right.
The DC?
Okay, first, shall we? I am also loving The Flash. It definitely skews younger than Arrow, and I think that's okay.
Of course, DC fucked that up.
What?
So here we just spent 54 minutes, maybe less, we venture, but we spent a good amount of time talking about how Marvel's constructed this great universe. TV, Netflix.
It's all connected.
Movies.
And it's all connected.
Now let's go to DC.
We're starting with this.
And DC has made two good shows. And then elected to say, no, those don't count. We're going to do something else over here and come up with better stuff for the movies. I don't know what voice that is.
It almost sounded sort of like a New Jersey, like, we got better stuff over
Carl,
here.
Carl from Aqua Teen. We'll do the movies.
I saw the Flash.
That's who's running the DC ship. It's Carl from Aqua Teen. Yeah, we're going to do the movies. Fuck that stuff over there.
He's a Guy Gardner fan. That's what they're doing.
Oh, God. For
Green Lantern. We're going to reboot Green Lantern. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
What I want to do is get humped by a great space ape.
I saw the Flash in the Garden in 82. It was awesome. It was freaking awesome.
But it wasn't Wally West.
Yeah.
So stupid. So stupid. I mean, two good shows.
I mean, I don't know.
Fuck it.
They don't have to all be connected. They can have a TV universe and a movie universe.
Well, then if you're going to do that...
Put Batman on TV, is that what
you're saying? Yes! That's what I'm saying, motherfucker! That's what I'm saying! No, they're not going to do that either. They're not going to do that either. They're going to fuck it up both ways. It's a double fuckery. They're going to screw up the TV part because they're going to be like, no, we can allude to a Harley Quinn and maybe as close as we get to Batman. That's going to be it. That's going to be it. Or we will have an 8-year-old Batman running right alongside an 8-year-old Boba Fett. Why not?
I suggest the Key and Peele version, the Batmans and the Boba Fetts.
They're going to double fucker it.
But I really like the Flash TV show.
Yes.
And Arrow is...
So what?
I loved all the things they littered in that. I noticed the cage labeled Grodd.
Yeah.
I did not miss that. I was like, that's nice.
Are you caught up? Are you all the way in there?
I've seen two of, I guess, four.
Holy crap, Captain Cold.
I've only
seen
two.
This week's episode, Captain Cold nails it. Nails Captain Cold.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You should have seen my girlfriend's face when I was giving her the names of the rogues, and she's like, just, you know, girlfriend face. Oh, God.
And Heatwave.
And it was
deserved. Call him Captain Cold?
Yes.
No? Do they really?
Because Cisco creates a name for all the villains as like a trope. Like in Cisco is one of the characters in Star Labs.
Oh, okay, in the lab.
Yeah, he's the dude with the long hair.
Hispanic dude that made the suit. Okay.
Yeah.
The one who calculated how many tacos he would need to eat in order to maintain his metabolism.
Exactly. I know, that was awesome.
So Cisco names all of the villains that they come across just as like a kind of running gag.
Mm-hmm. And those names are stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that they make fun of him for. Yes. But he actually names all the rogues.
Yes. No, that's the best way to handle that. Yeah. Like, because they're terrible names. Yeah.
And what I like about The Flash, and it's in the pilot and it continues, you'll see the same kind of... I don't want to say
don't spoil too much,
but so you know at the end of the pilot what Harrison Wells, Harrison Wells thing.
Yeah.
So like that's have you seen episode two?
Yes.
So there's like
I haven't.
Okay,
I've only seen the first half.
So like okay, so there's always there's always a dark thing that involves Harrison Wells at the end of every episode.
Awesome. Okay.
So like there's this lighthearted Barry Allen like Flash stuff like 98% of the episode, and then at the end there's like what the fuck. And like it's just the what the fuck
are you? Hello, Clarice.
Like,
yeah,
like kind of like wow, and I really like that edge to it too because you know it's going to come to a head, and something's going to come of it. So it's not just all like sugar coated candy stuff. There's some meat in there that's gonna.
Scariest comic I ever read was a Flash comic. Really? It horrified me when I was a kid. It literally scared me to death.
I heard this story. It's fantastic. Tell it on the podcast.
The Trial of Barry Allen, and it was right before Crisis.
Okay.
So this was literally like the last comic before Barry Allen died.
The first Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Yeah, back in 85 or so. Okay. So it's in that era, and it was toward the end, and he's like Big Sur. There was a bad guy called Big Sur, this enormous brute, and carried a mace. Like, I'm probably using the wrong term. A Morningstar.
Morningstar, okay.
So, slung that, and Barry was running and got hit full on in the face with it.
Oh.
And they drew it.
Oh.
And it was horrible. I mean, and when I saw it, it was just like, you know when you're a kid and you feel like you have something that if your parents saw it, you'd be in trouble? That was what I had.
You immediately like hit it.
Oh, God, I can't look at this and no one can know that I have it. But then, you know, because, again, little kid stuff, we didn't have a comic book store over in East Texas, and it was just what random crapshoot of what you found. I never did find the next book to find out how the hell
he recovered
his face would ever come back from what I saw on the last page, full page, face. You know, and that was horrible. That was absolutely the most horrible thing.
I have seen this panel. It is bad.
Wow. I have to find it. Y'all keep on talking. I'm going to whip it out.
So, like, so you've only seen the first two episodes. So, like,
yes.
I think we're in episode four this week.
Man, it feels like I've seen seven.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
There's a lot of shit stamped in there. I'm
and the villains have been generally weak. I would say Captain Cole is the first strong villain.
And the deer.
Like, they portrayed the character well, even though he's kind of always funny looking in the comics.
Yeah.
And he's the first really strong villain. And I will not say any more than that because it would spoil it. But, and they kind of, there's a tag at the end of the episode that introduces another rogue heat wave. And they kind of, they tag it early, but you don't really realize it in the early in that episode.
Oh,
and
nice,
then they really tag it at the end.
Okay.
Like, that's
heat wave. You know what? For me, you're not spoiling because I really don't know the Michael's Farewell at all, so.
But it's cool that they're doing that and they're setting that up. But I think they're being really smart about it. Kind of like the way they are in Arrow because it's the same.
I think that's
folks.
Part of the reason I'm enjoying those shows as much. I don't know the DC lore nearly as well.
Okay, so you know what to expect. So you're kind
of I know some of it.
Yeah.
At other times I go with wherever my head, like most famously Thea and Mia from our last episode. Like, oh yeah, she's there the whole time. Good job, dumbass. But yeah, I'm digging it.
Arrow season 3 is strong too.
Oh yeah,
very strong.
Loving that. I'm caught up on that.
I just caught myself
too.
Watching this.
I like how the whole death of the canary thing is turning into who shot JR.
Yeah, kind of.
They're letting that run.
Yeah, and then like all these decisions are like creating all kinds of other shit to deal with, especially this week.
Yeah. Finally got the first Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. Very cool stuff, and kind of. You know, they're finally doing something with Laurel. I like the Wildcat.
Besides making her a bitch.
yeah. They just, I've already said enough about my opinion of what they did to her on season 2. But season 3, like, the Wildcat reference was kind of clever.
Yeah.
And,
yes, it was.
And, they're starting to build her up, which is cool. Hopefully she'll be Black Canary before too much time has passed. But I can wait while they do interesting things. So
I realized I
okay. Let me see this.
So he gets hit across the face, and then these kids are playing in the park, and they
I don't remember that part.
They come across it, and they're like, "It's the Flash."
That can't be.
Let's turn him over and find out who he is. And so they turn him over.
Wow.
And they find him.
Wow.
It's freaking horrible. That's so damn bad.
What issue and what page? I want to reference it for listeners.
I don't know.
So they can Google it if nothing else.
What did you search for? Flash face? Bad? Like, what did you search?
I think Trial of Barry Allen and Big Sur. That was it.
Okay.
All right, America.
Is it you Big Sur, like the city? Like
the Flash 341, 1985.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what I did yesterday, but I can remember when it was the year 85.
The mangled face right of the Flash.
God, it's so horrible, too. I'm sorry, America.
It's pretty bad. Especially if you're a kid.
So I was 10.
Yeah.
I was 10 when I saw that. That was friggin' horrible. Zoom it.
You ever seen that comic book called Class War, where the guy got his jaw punched off?
No.
Yeah, that's worse than that. But that's that's how long it went before I...
Wow.
Poor Barry. And the thing is, from what I went back finally and found the next comics, because they got hard to find right after that because it was right before he died, so those were became collectible. I don't know why DC did it, but they were just like, it's going to be Barry Allen, but he's going to look entirely different. He's going to be like black hair and a mustache. And so, yeah, I guess it's like reconstructive surgery or something like that. He looked entirely different. Looked like Cyrus. I mean, totally different. Totally
or
different.
Or is it?
Well, in fact...
Well, let me tell you guys something.
You are the Flash Facts. Let's see if I can find it. Man alive.
I wonder if they're going to have Flash Facts. You think?
Flashbacks.com or something?
No, on the show. Oh. Remember they were always talking about Flash Facts? Oh, that's kind of what they're doing so when he looks at things and, you know, he sees the tread marks. And...
Oh, that's that from Sherlock, which I appreciate. Yeah.
That hasn't come
Here's
back.
My question. How tiny is Gavin Gustin, if that is his name? I think that's close.
Grant Gustin?
Grant Gustin?
Maybe something like
that. Who is that? He looks skinny in that goddamn suit.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be super thin.
Yeah,
that guy.
Like, my God.
Yeah.
He needs to eat 875 tacos. Dude is tiny.
Yeah. I think he's doing a good job.
He's fantastic, but he can't keep his fucking skinny jeans up. I'm concerned.
Well, the lightning gave him abs.
Get that boy checked for tapeworms. There's something wrong with him. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. Arrow is my baby, but
Flash started it all. You know,
here's the cover for the next one. It's got Flash with some babies.
Yeah, like that.
Like, now I'm better.
Yeah.
Now that's where Aja and Fraction got that from.
For Hawkeye.
Oh, end of an era there.
Hawkeye ending. The run, anyway.
Okay,
run.
So here's
there's
my problem.
There's a follow-up run.
Sorry, I started in meander. I'm gonna stay on target like Keyshawn has been preaching we should do. So,
what?
If we have a movie universe, and we have a TV universe, how long before we have another goddamn multiple crisis on Infinite Earths, but this time on film? Because that's what these assholes are setting themselves up for.
That's
and
what
you also think,
the Flash is doing, right?
You would think they would have figured this out.
Well, you read the paper. Yeah. Have you gone online and like seen where all right.
Is there a treatise on the Flash?
Oh, dude. The end of the first episode where he's looking at that thing and it kind of makes some allusions in the future.
Sure.
People have looked at that thing like the Zapruder film and scrutinized every fucking little thing that's written. And there's references to Wayne Enterprises. Yeah. There's little references all in there. And I think there's also, they took a clip from IO9 and used some of the...
Iron Man 7.
They took an article from IO9 to use as the text, the dummy text underneath the headline.
Oh, okay.
And, that's how much folks have studied that damn picture. Yeah. How have you missed this? Come on.
I do other things. I don't...
Pinocchio. That's right.
We're going to talk NBA soon, and I know stuff about that.
Oh, good. I'll get home early.
So on the movie universe, so they announced all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like Jason Momoa's Aquaman, and I forget the guy's name who's playing The Flash.
Ezra Miller.
Well,
I don't know who the hell that is. I can't be a casting director, evidently.
And we know Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman and all that stuff. And the second film after Batman,
we have information on that Wonder Woman.
On the Wonder Woman film, yeah.
Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, it's set in the 20s.
Set in the 20s.
Damn it.
They're doing.
I think the idea is Diana is just going to be immortal. So
sure,
that's the plan. I think.
Girl Captain America.
Possibly,
but in the 20s.
In the 20s.
Women's suffrage was 19.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the setup.
Sure. I'm game. Whatever.
Who's she fighting?
Men.
Battles? Battles?
Gamergate.
She's like related to the Greek mythos, right? They can pick anything and have her.
Oh, God. Yes, let's play Ares one more time.
Yes.
It's not one more time. It's the first time.
Oh, that's fair.
So after Batman,
mainstream, God
damn it,
shit.
DC.
After Batman v. Dot Superman, : Dawn of Justice.
Oh God.
slash
Department of Defense.
Anyway, redacted. redacted. Anyway, there's Suicide Squad's the next film. And I just, the director for Suicide Squad,
yes.
I just saw his latest film called Fury. David Ayers is the name of the, mm-hmm. he wrote and directed Fury. Fury is intense. I don't know if you guys have seen.
I've heard good things.
I really enjoyed it. Really gritty and kind of war as hell, but not in a Thin Red Line way. More of an action way.
Cool, okay.
Sort of like some a lot of scenes in Saving Private Ryan without the uplift. It's just all, this is shit. Don't go to war. And yeah. But
war really, is bad.
Yeah,
okay.
But really intense. Focus on a group of people who are, you know, kind of sort of Suicide Squad-like at times.
Okay.
I'm hopeful for that, for Suicide Squad.
Me too. Suicide Squad, mid-afternoon of justice.
Mid-afternoon? Oh. Is it first breakfast of justice?
I don't believe, I refuse to believe that it's going to be just Suicide Squad. It's going to be Suicide Squad.
It is. It is funny how they're learning all the wrong lessons from.
Yes, yeah, it's just it's the dumb, the dumb guy. Just it's Bizarro. That's what it is. It's Bizarro Marvel. I'm not calling him DC anymore. I'm calling him Bizarro Marvel. Or at least, wait a minute. I'm not. How much of this is DC and how much of this is WB? Aren't they the same?
They're
one and the same, right?
Owns DC.
Okay.
DC Entertainment.
God damn it.
No. Yeah. I don't understand why all these shows are on different networks still. I'm still concerned.
Yeah, Constantine and Gotham and the
forthcoming Supergirl.
And Supergirl.
Which is now on casting.
What network is Supergirl on?
CBS.
Oh, crap. It's the fourth network then.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't
get
know
it.
What the strategy is, but.
There is none. It's bizarre.
Have you guys seen Gotham yet at all?
I love Gotham.
Do you really?
Yes.
I can tell from the fact that you wanted
to
die.
Make it to the fourth episode.
Oh, I gave up after the pilot.
God,
I couldn't make it.
Damn it.
Oh, well, the pilot was. They filmed that way before, you know?
Yeah,
and they're throwing
this is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. I'm not going to wait six episodes, for something to get good.
It's issues. That's all right. You call them issues. Well, these are comic books in acting form.
You could probably start with season two of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you'd be good. And I have to say.
No. Start about four with the last four episodes of season one.
To finish my point on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like you want the Mockingbird stuff, you want the Inhumans and Kree oriented stuff, mm-hmm. and season two is all about that. All
right.
And then they've got
which one's to be good?
It's
fun,
good.
Yeah.
You can dive into season two, and that may make you want to revisit some episodes from season one.
You fight that
catch up. But they do. Like, I think you can handle it, Cyrus.
That's pride. Fuck
given
pride.
All you know and everything you read and stuff, you don't really need season one.
Yeah.
And you've seen Winter Soldier and all that. But
you can infer from context.
Yeah. But like, they've already begun laying the groundwork for Inhuman stuff there, like in first five episodes
of
the season. And
the main
villain that runs Hydra.
Don't tell me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. No, I'm only like seven episodes in.
Season one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, I mean it doesn't matter because everything breaks and then they restart. So the guy that you've seen Winter Soldier,
well,
so you know,
take
Shield
your own
and Hydra went away. So the Kraken. Do you remember the Kraken from Secret Warriors?
Yes.
The immortal dude.
Oh yes.
He is the main villain that runs Hydra in season two of Agents of Shield.
See, that's all you had to say.
Boom.
Is it the Kraken?
Yes.
When did this turn into Pulp Fiction?
I knew that would get
when
you.
When he said Kraken?
Yeah. And the rumor is.
They awaken the beast.
The rumor is that Kyle MacLachlan's character, well, you don't know who it is, so I won't connect it for you. But
right,
the guy that Kyle MacLachlan plays is perhaps Maximus the Mad from Inhumans.
Okay.
Black Bolt's brother. Perhaps.
Right.
Not.
Okay.
Confirmed, perhaps.
That's
there's some
cool.
signs there. And Kyle MacLachlan, by the way, in like he's only been in like two episodes maybe, but there was one episode that had him a lot in. Like, dude's fucking killing. He's scary as shit. So good on them for casting him. And I'm liking all the Mockingbird stuff. They've improved the action choreography in season two. The plotting is much tighter, much more interesting characters. Like the original characters are damaged in a way that's like interesting in a Whedon-esque fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., definitely.
Well, I'm actually, and this is kind of stupid, but I'm actually happy for Adrienne Palicki. She's clearly been dying to be a superheroine. She's like, now they're...
She's good as Mockingbird.
Yeah.
She owns Mockingbird. Like,
that's cool.
They did a good job.
Is she from Clear Eye Full Arts?
Yes, she is.
All right.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights, yeah. So she's in this movie I wanted to recommend to you guys. John Wick.
I want to see it. John, I want to see it.
That is good.
Fucking
you saw
Wick.
It? You saw it?
I've seen it twice.
Shit. Okay.
Wow.
John yeah. Wick.
Better,
go see it.
Better than Equalizer?
Better than Equalizer. I came out of there and I said, holy shit, this is better than the Equalizer. Keanu Reeves owns the 50-plus action
awesome.
Demographic for 2014, my friends.
The trailer looked awesome.
Oh. You heard that, Liam Neeson?
Oh, somebody
Taken
better
three.
Get Taken.
Keanu's
somebody.
Coming for your ass.
I kid you not.
All right, no, I believe you.
No, I totally believe you. I saw that trailer and I was like, I'm watching that movie. It'll be in the cold darkness of my home when all the children are asleep, but I'm going to be watching that movie.
And Adrienne Palicki is in that, and she does a good job kind of as in a supporting role there. It's cool to see her. She's like, she's a good...
She's not the dying wife, is she?
No. They wouldn't waste her on that. Are you kidding me? No way. No. Like, she is badass because that's what Adrienne Palicki does.
Yeah.
She's great in that film, and she's even better.
I'm so glad we're in the fall. It was a bleak summer for films this year, but Equalizer, Interstellar's coming out.
Interstellar's coming
next week,
this week,
right?
Yeah,
that's soon, huh? Yeah.
Yep, Wednesday.
And then, God, I'm forgetting one. Gone Girl, I hear, is great. It's Fincher.
Yeah, Fincher. Fury, I enjoyed.
It was good.
Thoroughly.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
So y'all aren't watching Gotham?
Big Hero 6. That's what I'm thinking of.
I only saw
that
pilot.
Was good. You only saw the pilot.
I only saw the pilot.
And walked away.
And I was like, it's just not doing it for me. The penguin thing turned me off, and just...
All the reviews, there's a lot of, like, I want to like this. And I'm like, no, there's too much good television for that.
Oh, well, it's, like, down the list, but...
I enjoy Constantine more than I enjoy...
I heard Constantine was
yeah,
good.
I like Constantine, too.
Why is The Sandman not a fucking television series?
They're working on it, aren't they?
It's
going
to
be a movie.
There's some news, movie
yeah.
series.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Aren't they getting...
DC! DC!
Okay, so on that subject, are we excited for any of these damn movies coming out from them?
I think Suicide Squad could have some potential.
Afternoon of Justice.
It all depends. It all hinges on Batman vs. Superman. It all hinges.
No,
on
that's not a solid bet.
I know, but that's what it all hinges on.
Yeah,
we have Man of Steel, which I enjoyed, and then Batman vs. Superman. That's all we have to go on. That's all we have to go on this huge bet of all these films. As opposed to Marvel. Marvel unleashed 9 films on us.
Yeah.
But we've had 7, 8 films? 8
yeah.
films, right? If you all the way up to Avengers is 6 plus Winter Soldier plus Guardians before
sure.
they announce the next 9. That's a lot of stuff that you can kind of bank on because every single one of those films.
They're rushing it. There's no question. And
they're playing catch up.
Yeah.
So
and
we'll see.
I feel like I'm worried that film is gonna look like they played catch up.
Oh, perhaps.
You know,
so. Wait for the first trailer, man.
That's
what's all.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
But, and, you know, Goyer is a whipping boy for some reason on the internet, but the guy has got street cred. He's been in this world for a long time.
Yeah.
He's talented.
Did he write
Blade? Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He also
that
wrote
was good.
He also wrote Justice Society, which everyone loved until Goyer started making money, and then they got mad at him. But, and he made a She-Hulk joke that no one thought was funny, and then he got lambasted for that,
He co-wrote
too.
All the Nolan Batman films, and,
yeah.
like, he's he's done a lot of good work.
But
just,
this feels like a Mission Impossible. Like they're asking so much of that script.
Yeah.
Snyder will be fine if as long as you like the way he shoots a film, and I happen to be a fan. But goddamn, there. It does have to be a linchpin for 9 flicks.
That's a shame because Marvel didn't really have that pressure. With Iron Man,
They built slowly.
They took a lot of risks.
Guardians,
and they keep taking risks.
Even though Avengers is the biggest movie of all time, for me, it didn't really lock it in that like Marvel is going to make just ridiculous amounts of money until they put Guardians of the Galaxy on film, and it blew up. And I'm like, Guardians of the Galaxy!
There's no question that they benefited from the weak slate of films this year, but they did just pass a billion worldwide.
I know, man. They did something right, even though it was bad
and
all
Captain
around.
America,
but damn.
Winter Soldier.
Oh, Winter Soldier.
Huge.
That's phenomenal.
But
it's a huge, too. Like, you probably would have, you know, go back 20 years and tell your younger self, like, Captain America and Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be two of the biggest, and Avengers, really, but. Are going to be some of the biggest films Marvel Studios has ever made. And you'd have been like, what about Wolverine? And what about X-Men? And what about Spider-Man?
Have you heard that story that Bendis has been telling people this year? Where when he told his wife he was leaving Avengers to do a book about a raccoon and a talking tree? And she was like, What?
I haven't heard that.
I'm rushing through it. Check out the Word Balloon podcast, okay. Listeners, if you haven't. Where he tells it much better. But yeah, he was like leaving Avengers to take a stab at Guardians of the Galaxy before the movie came out. But he knew they were working on it because of his place in the machine, as it were. And she was kind of like, "You sure you're gonna leave Avengers for what is this again?"
How much are y'all reading?
Precious little. Actually, no. I did read an issue of the opening issue of the Johns Romita Jr. Superman.
Okay.
It's good.
I haven't seen
it. Good.
Yeah. It's still Johnny rushing, and frankly, being inked terribly by Klaus Janson, which is an unpopular opinion. Most people love Klaus Janson. I don't like him at all. But the story's cool. And my understanding, I've only read the first issue, but apparently the it's actually a throwback to Superman 4.
Really?
But done right.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But the setup is that there's a human baby who's sent from a lab to another dimension to save its life, where it gets superpowers.
Oh. Wow.
And then that comes back. So now we have a non-Superman Earthling.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It was a cool setup.
Nathan Summers.
Oh, God.
That's coming. X-Force.
X-Force, allegedly.
Who cares?
You said, though, that they can plumb the depths of X-Men.
I know. I think I said this in the last episode, but I'm ready for that's the one I want Marvel to get back desperately, is X-Men.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want them.
I'm enjoying X-Men again.
I'm done with Bryan Singer and Fox's take on that. I don't care.
It's just not when you see what Marvel's done, it's hard not to compare, I think, as a fan of all this stuff, and say, why isn't it like this? Look at all this cool stuff. And like the hype is just not the same. It's like I'm curious, sort of curious to see what Fox would do, but in a vacuum I would be more curious than I am knowing all this other cool stuff's coming out in a connected way. It is very well done, very intelligently thought out. A lot of variety in terms of the actors and the subject matter and the genres that they're going after. It's just not the same.
Well, and I think I put this on Twitter. The problem with X-Men is most of those movies are prequels.
That's all you hit, yeah.
That's,
I started talking, I was like, holy cow, you're coming out.
No, I am right.
Because they screwed it up so bad, all they could do is go back and...
Days of Future Past counts.
They finally fixed... But that's just it.
Prequel.
Yes, but that's because they fixed it. They blew it. They screwed it up, then had to do 1,000 prequels, and then went, wait a minute, we can work our way out.
There's 3 Wolverine prequels, I think.
Really?
He gets older as you go back in time, have you noticed? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. X-Men Origins Wolverine is a prequel. The Wolverine, the one that was set in Japan, is not a prequel. It's a sequel.
It is a sequel. Yeah. Okay.
That's
so
why
so
I was
it
like,
might be
yes,
because
he was speaking.
That's why I thought, like, I think they're 50-50.
And that one was really good.
Apocalypse is in the 80s, though.
I really like it.
Apocalypse is going to eclipse if no pun intended.
It's a cruel, cruel summer.
I found the button again.
You're coming.
What do you think will be the awesome mix for the Apocalypse set in the 80s?
They won't do an awesome mix. They'll be too lame.
Yeah,
they're gonna.
That's my answer too.
You think so? Because I thought they had some music in the some '60s music and stuff in the
First Class.
I thought they did.
One of the scenes was shot in like a swingers.
Yeah.
Powers core,
right.
But it was like all background. It was
nothing, just generic.
Yeah.
That's what happens when the director is impregnating the White Queen in the background. Oh god.
Be Depeche Mode.
I'm glad you brought up music. Are you guys listening to anything this year?
No.
Anything that came out this year?
Yeah.
The Cries of Toddlers.
That's
it. Nothing really captured my...
Yeah.
I found out Lord is a Woman.
Is good. Hey, good for you. Yes, Lord is a Woman. There you go.
That's what I've learned this year.
Lordy.
I haven't heard
Lord, you mean?
Lordy.
Lord?
I don't know if it's Lordy or Lord.
It's Lord.
Was it Lord?
Yeah. Lord's good.
Isn't Stan Marsh
Lord? Does that count as 2014 or 2013? Lord.
It's 2013.
Pure Heroine
was the point of last year.
Oh,
I've never kept track of releases.
I haven't heard of a musician That was from a year ago. That's awesome. Not only have I missed this year, I'm just catching last.
Yeah.
I know that Stan Marsh is Lord. Not Stan Marsh. Stan Marsh's dad.
I am so lost.
On South Park? On South Park? I saw the South Park where it turns out Stan Marsh goes into a bathroom and records himself singing songs and then comes out and auto-tunes it. And he's Lord.
That's the premise.
He's actually, yeah.
God.
That's good stuff. That's how I know who Lord is.
No wonder you like Gotham. That's what you're watching. All right.
Gotham's good. You gotta see the goat one.
Fitz and the Tanterns have that good album. The Walker is them. Ingrid Michaelson has that Boys Chase Girls pop song that's catchy. Hmm. That's about it. Everything else I'm listening to is
really
great.
About Taylor Swift. That's the last I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
A new album.
Yeah.
80s tribute album.
My daughter loves that.
There you go. There's your soundtrack for Apocalypse.
Taylor Swift made like an 80s.
Right.
Taylor Swift is an Apocalypse.
Why not?
Dazzler.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Taylor Swift is Dazzler. Why not?
I feel like they can take risks. They can take risks on stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they, nothing.
No.
It's X-Men.
No, and then they blame the actors.
They can't hit with Batman and Superman.
Oh,
and we're going
to... No, I'm talking about Fox with X-Men.
I'm sorry. I'm still hitting on DC.
Well, feel free, because there's plenty there.
That's yeah. Your meatbag to punch.
You can mine Deathstroke and like any other some more obscure character in there. Yeah. Plastic Man, you name it. Didn't they announce a Plastic Man? Was that part of the film, the slate of films?
So. Was that Levin's Use of Justice? I don't know.
Cyborg is in there, right? Cyborg. They cast Cyborg and they have a Cyborg film like one year after Black Panther, so like Marvel wins the African American race.
I saw that, yeah.
No pun intended with the race part, but the race to
have
African American.
No, you're horrible.
Hey, he can work in DC with that kind of quick window. You got Moxie, Ariel. Welcome aboard. Wonderful.
Who's this Benedict Cumberbatch you're talking about? Never heard of him.
Okay, let me see.
Is that Sherlock?
Cumberbatch? What is that?
Do we have TV shows?
Oh, yeah. Fox is doing Deadpool in 2016.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Oh, dear fuck.
Actually, did you see the little...
Deadpool is such a six-year-old character.
Did you see
that character is like, what if Spider-Man like kill people like Wolverine?
But
that's what that character is.
They have that digital test scene.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I have.
Because it was really, really good.
See, here, it was good in the X-Men before Marvel Cinematic Universe context to me. But it's not that clever in the Marvel Cinematic Universe world anymore. Because it's kind of like, okay, this is... You know,
I can almost guarantee that Ant-Man is going to be better than this goddamn movie.
That's interesting.
I'm really excited for Ant-Man. I never thought I'd say these words, but everything I've heard about it sounds awesome.
There's the best title I've heard so far. I'm really excited about Ant-Man.
Wow, Suicide Squad comes out the same year that Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice comes out. And then 2017...
Wait a minute. Go slower, because I'm going to commit this to memory now. The rest of this stuff I'll forget. But it's Batman
lowercase
V.
Dot.
No, just V dot.
Superman.
So they didn't even do verses.
No, V
just
is like is
V dot.
That's how they do legal.
They're setting legal precedent.
Yeah.
They're suing each other. Batman is suing Superman for the damage in Metropolis.
Speaking of lawsuits and superheroes, I hear Birdman's amazing.
I heard Birdman is very good as well.
Yeah.
I had two people I know that have seen it, but I haven't seen it myself.
I got to get out to that.
Wait a minute. Batman v.
Superman
:
Dawn of Justice.
Is it hyphenated? The Dawn of Justice part?
No.
Nah, it's not.
Oh, they
it's
missed
not
out.
An, it's not HTML.
Dawn underscore.
Yeah, right.
No.
Good. Lord Jesus Harold. Oh.
Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice et al. Because it's a lawsuit against
right. Against humanity. Beat me to it, goddamn it, they're punishing us.
Hurts so
they're punishing
much.
So 2017, if you include the Fox stuff, there's actually a Wolverine movie coming out in 2017. Wonder Woman comes out. There's a Fantastic Four 2 comes out. Which I guess they're thinking Fantastic Four 1 is going to blow the doors off next year. And then Justice League Part 1 comes out November 17th, 2017.
Justice League, Afterbirth of Justice.
Then there's a Flash movie in 2018.
God damn it.
And an Aquaman movie.
And then finally we get back to Green Lantern, right?
No, there's actually no Green... Oh, Green Lantern is 2020.
Yeah.
And Cyborg is also...
I will be in Tokyo for the Summer Games, to put that in perspective.
Shazam comes out in 2019, now we're kind of going backwards. But, and Justice League Part 2. Wow, so...
What the hell is The Rock doing?
There's a two-year gap between the two Justice League films.
Oh, my God.
According to kind of the resources.
Look, honestly,
well, it could
the
be a
three of us could make up any number of things. Because all of these are going to be canceled if Batman and Superman...
You're right.
They're just throwing shit out. They're going, hey, we're doing something! Pass!
To Marvel's credit, they even had logos, Marvel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Batman
cast as Black Panther.
I think the only one we could probably count on is Wonder Woman, because there appears to be some actual traction on that, finally. But,
and I think so,
Batman Superman flops.
They'll pull the plug?
They'll pull the plug. But yeah. I don't know that it'll flop.
That probably won't flop.
I don't know.
Batman is such a draw by himself. It's going to be hard for it to flop.
I don't know.
But will it be the thing they want it to be? That's really the question.
Yeah.
It could be
a Man of Steel
success.
Wasn't.
And Amazing Spider-Man 2 was not a failure, but it wasn't the thing that they thought it was going to be that was going to launch all these other Spider-Mans.
Yeah. Right.
Going back to the Sony thing for a minute, but it's I think it's similar. Like, it could be successful, quote-unquote, but not
just
the launching
pad. They're not landing it.
They're not sticking the landing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They're flopping around up there. They're moving around.
There's cool stuff in those films.
That fish is alive.
Yeah. Bizarro.
It's not dead yet.
Yeah, Bizarro.
Bizarro.
It's suffocating.
What's a good decision? We're going to do the opposite.
I know what that voice is. That's Arnold doing the Conan credits.
No.
We need New Jersey Conan. That's what we need.
Jersey Conan.
Conan Jersey Shore?
Conan colon. Jersey Shore.
Ellipses.
That's all it's missing.
So, alright, wait a minute. Let's just play a little mental mind game here. Take a second.
If Conan was in Jersey.
No. Black screen. Black screen. The trailers are done.
Okay.
And up is going to pop the name Batman V. Superman : Dawn of Justice.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear each of your takes on when you're seeing that screen, how it appears.
How it appears?
Yes. Because, you know, they always, you know, just think of the old Tim Burton Batman where it's and it's going, and then all of a sudden the bat symbol shows up, and you know, and then it says Batman.
Yeah, I got you.
You know? Okay. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Because they did it with Guardians of the Galaxy. Ah! Hooked up. No,
I think it's
going to
be somewhat plain. And it's going to have the Batman.
Stop, you've got it, you know.
The Batman, and it's going to have Superman, and they're going to run into each other somehow. They're going to, like, fight. The words themselves.
I think it's going to be somewhat plain. They run into each other. Versus fight.
Ping. They're going to do, like, the ping as they hit each other. Yeah. Actually, fight. It's going to be, you know what it's going to be, Cyrus? Because you made the joke, like, months and months, maybe years ago. It's going to be the Blades of Steel guy.
So you're saying
the words run into each other, tink. You know, either
they,
either
now, do they or do they collide and then bounce off, and a little V shows up?
Nah, be,
does the V come
sound,
in with Superman's or
like
with Batman's?
It'll sound more like metal. It'll like they'll hit, Batman and Superman words will hit
where's
each
the,
other.
But where's
the
where's
V
the
shows
v
up after it goes tink? Then
they're
going
to bounce
up.
Away and V.
There's no bounce. They just clash, and then the V.
Where's
shows
the V going to squish in between the N and the S?
Yeah, now we're splitting hair.
No, that's exactly what I want. Where do you work these V's and these colons in? Does those two clue?
The president
and then the colon
comes in and just urinates over the logo.
And then the colon shows up after they crash together, and then, like, up comes the dawn and this dawn of justice.
Yeah, there you go. That's
like that. Well, that's what's going through my head. I'm trying to work through, like.
What I was picturing was the new Superman logo, and then you have the Batman phases in over at Superimposed.
Uh-huh.
They have that already,
and,
right?
And
yeah,
then you have underneath that Dawn of Justice in like some cool metallic font.
So you're telling me that the name Batman v Superman...
I suspect the V will not be there at all.
Not even going to show it.
This is the stuff of a graphic designer's nightmare.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking this question.
That's a smarter play, too, because people...
Avoid your title. That is a good point.
Maybe they'll do the Batman logo and the Superman logo, then they'll fade out, and then Dawn of Justice things fade in.
All that being said,
I know we named it this, guys, but the smartest play is to avoid the title.
Just use symbols. Don't use text. Use symbols only.
No, I really want your version now, Eric.
Yeah, it's going to be plain.
It's going to be plain.
I want the Street Fighter.
And then it goes, Gotham. Metropolis.
Insert coin.
Like the plane flies, you know, instead of Thailand, it says Metropolis. Oh.
I would almost posit that's the entire problem.
So there's did you hear about the rumor about the Ben Affleck scene with his shirt off?
Yes.
I know
that's all I heard.
Maybe that's the beginning. Maybe they have Batman
he's
staring off in the distance.
53 or something.
Yeah, he won't look that way. It's movies. He's
saggy.
So have you heard about the scenes
there? But they gave Gerard Butler abs digitally in 300.
It'll be fine. So like, there's a scene that they claim where like Bruce Wayne gets up or whatever. He's got his shirt off. He's like waking up or something or whatever, and he's like leaning out, looking out into the skyline of the city. And he's Which doing city? Some commentary or something, right?
And I am the knight.
The trick is, the tag is, he's not staring out into Gotham, he's staring out into Metropolis. He's already, like, there. And kind of, like, coming to help with the aftermath of...
But he has no shirt on?
And he's talking to himself?
He's talking to himself, or there's, like, a voiceover.
See, it's
hard. He's Batman, he broods.
Are they going to do voiceovers?
I don't know.
God. Hard to say. Because that's worse than ever.
Right.
I mean, Iron Man 3 was a giant voiceover. I just rewatched
it. It's Robert Downey Jr., though.
Yeah.
Batman does
the
voiceover.
At the very front and the end.
There, I guess so. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
So why couldn't they do the same thing? What's to say it's going to be a whole movie of voiceover?
Because
Superman enters the scene, he's just like, dick.
I mean, they can do it. They just don't think they're going to do it well, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, see, Sin City.
We'll see that, and I can hear Robert Downey Jr. talk
again.
Yeah, Sin City 2 came out.
Payback.
Did you guys see Sin City 2
at all? No one saw that movie.
I saw that movie.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It was okay.
All right.
It was a worthy sequel to the original. It just came too many years after. Like, if it had come out 2 years after the last one, it probably would have gotten a lot more hype and a lot more attention.
With the Tron Legacy of combo.
When do we get the new Blade movie?
I don't know.
Never.
Got to work in the cinematic universe. To work into the.
David Goyer's over here juggling like 18 things, trying to
tell
make
me how much fun would be to introduce Wesley Snipes to the Avengers. Oh man, that'd be
spectacular. What's to say in Doctor Strange they don't introduce vampires?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's to say? All right. No one knows anything about that movie.
I know.
Other than the writer and the director.
And
what's
maybe,
to say?
Maybe Benedict Cumberbatch.
And maybe.
I wear a cape. Are there any penguins in the movie?
Penguins.
Not care for penguins at all.
You've really got to watch that. There's a, you know that, it's not the Tonight Show, but it's on BBC. It's real popular. Yeah. They had him on there, Graham Morton, because the number one question we've gotten from the audience to ask you is why can't you say penguin? Or there's a word that you can't say.
I've seen clips on that, but he's actually walking like Beyonce in it for some reason.
What?
It's amazing.
Graham Norton is pretty offbeat compared to talk shows here, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
I like it.
Yeah. It's fun. I haven't seen too much of it, but what I've seen.
So there was some other actress on the show, on the bit, and she was like teaching, she was like showing how to do the Beyonce walk from whatever things. And she's like, and then they basically go to Cumberbatch and trying it as well.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that part.
It's pretty funny.
Him to do his... the dragon from Smog. Yeah. They get him to do that voice, and that woman is sitting there going, I'm terrified and highly aroused.
So they had Liam Neeson on Graham Norton, and they had him call a listener and leave the Taken like speech as like her voicemail. Leave a message like her.
That is fantastic.
They pick someone at random, and he recorded it for her voicemail.
Oh my God.
Spectacular.
Yeah, this is pretty hilarious. You can find it on
YouTube.
God,
I'm going to watch Graham Norton.
you can YouTube the Liam Neeson thing. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
So no music. All right. I was making sure it wasn't just me. It seemed like there was just nothing coming out this year.
I've been listening to my awesome mix.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's tons of stuff coming out. Just when I turn on the radio to kind of survey every now and then.
It's stuff in the last 2 years.
It doesn't.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
That's like, is that 2 years old now? My size? Was that 2013?
I've heard it twice now.
It's 2013, I think. 2013. It just feels like it was forever ago because we want it to be. God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess Taylor Swift. I just hear one that hurts. I guess one of the Swift singles. It is not good.
She's not talented.
Grapers want to grape, and the haters want to hate.
That's the Taylor Swift song that came out recently.
How the hell do you know this?
My daughter loves it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a daughter that's kind of getting old enough to...
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she out of her pony phase yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I heard like
she dresses Princess Robin. I'm so proud of her. She dresses
Taylor Swift.
No, we went to Robin and superheroes. And I'm so tickled. I had nothing to do with it. She completely. I want to be Robin.
That's cool.
I'm like spectacular. I could have showed.
No,
her
you'll
Dark
die
Knight.
Young. This is a terrible plan.
I showed her Carrie Kelly.
So you were the one saying that like you were flooded with Elsas from Frozen during Halloween, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Posting about that?
Yeah. This has been the first Halloween since the film.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. It's just like Disney wins on that front too, right? They just like there are a bunch of Marvel superheroes and a bunch of Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah, and Star Wars coming. Yeah.
All Disney.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They better not blow it.
Is there a potential bomb in that slate of films?
In the Marvel slate?
Yeah.
There's risks.
Inhumans
is a risk. Captain Marvel is a risk.
I think the mythology there is enough.
I think they've got enough recent stuff with Captain Marvel.
I would actually be worried about Black Panther.
Black Panther is a risk. But
that's a tough character to crack.
Yeah. They're going to introduce him in Civil War, right? In Captain America 3. I think that kind of will tell you what to think about, you know, what the feel is of that character as he enters.
Yeah.
I'm confident that they'll nail it.
I swear.
I really feel like the last castle for them is to get all the properties back under one house roof. If they can do that, it's an amazing show.
So if enough of those 9 new films make $1 billion, they're good, right? They just buy the rights back.
Yeah, they really. It's just like. Yeah, the possibilities are just insane. If they could get Spidey and the X-Men back. My God.
And I'm very curious about the no origin stories thing from now on. Like, they're not going to do origin stories. And Marvel's strategy is no more origin stories. So your films from now on,
well, Black Panther, that makes sense,
will not be
Doctor Strange does not
origin stories. Yeah. They will not. That is what they have sort of said.
I kind of like that with Doctor Strange. You don't really need to do an origin story.
I feel like you do. It's a big part of who he is.
Well, I think you can allude to it. I think you can have a little bit of flashback or
but
something.
Don't do it like in the story. Don't make the story the origin.
Yeah, yeah.
Allude, like flashback and allude without doing a full-blown origin.
You can totally navigate that.
I think that's where they're going for all of them.
I don't know.
He has a good origin story, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Captain Marvel, that's the
you don't have to do it. I feel like it's a strong play, though.
I don't know.
The Oath was a good take on it.
Yeah.
The BKV run.
Mm-hmm. I think it's
the best run I've ever read on.
Yeah.
Sadly.
He's got a lot of potential, but no one's really nailed him.
I think they had a shot.
Yeah. Let's see. There's.
What are you thinking?
Captain Marvel trying to do an origin of Captain Marvel.
I think.
What do you do? Just come in? Oh no, she's just a superhero.
No, I think you can.
She's an Age of Ultron. It sounds like.
Perhaps at the end.
Oh, that's right. She's the antagonist. I forgot.
No. At the end,
the woman antagonist.
The post credits scene allegedly or rumored to involve Captain Marvel. I think you could do something where you flash back to the pieces of the origin you need without telling the full origin as part of the main storyline of the film as the plot, and get away with it and still do something exciting.
Was anybody else saddened by the whole Howard the Duck thing when you're like, you've got a good opportunity for something exciting at the end and you get to Howard the fucking Duck?
No, I thought it was fine.
I was depressed by it. I was like, every one of those has been like, shit!
I didn't appreciate having to explain to people that aren't in the know what the hell was going on. I'm like, it's... Because it's very difficult to explain what Howard the Duck is to even the enlightened.
Yeah.
But,
just watch this film.
Actually, you know what? Don't do that. Although,
I have to admit, I
liked that movie as a kid. It's just not supposed to be a kid's flick.
I agree that I'm disappointed that... I'll side with you here, Keith. That you make a very good point. Like, if that was an opportunity to introduce Captain Marvel and they chose Howard the Duck instead, that sucks.
Anything that they could
have. But I would say that if Captain Marvel's a pretty huge cast, like a casting to do, and if they didn't have it done, maybe they had to fill the spot with something, and Howard the Duck was the best
they had. I think they didn't think that they were going to have one of the biggest hits of the entire year, and they just kind of...
Really, like, also, like, that's kind of revealing a pretty big card, because Captain Marvel has her own film. So, like, maybe you do it at the end of Avengers, maybe not, maybe you even wait.
But you did, but they did it in Iron Man, they did it in Captain America.
Nick Fury is technically not, like, they didn't show you who Black Widow was at the end of Iron Man 1. They showed you Nick Fury, and he's a piece of it, but he's a supporting
actor. Is our next Avengers movie Ultron? That's the next one.
Age of Ultron.
Okay.
It's the next Marvel film, yeah.
That's what I mean.
It's the next Marvel film in general.
What did I say?
Avengers. That's fine. Avengers. I just want to make sure I was Avengers. On the same page.
So yeah, I'm just thinking Marvel.
Avengers has a colon in it, and no one like breathes a sigh about it compared to Batman v Superman.
But they're not because they're, well, not, they taking,
good job.
They're not taking
Avengers colon Age of Ultron.
They're not taking Ultron to court.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They I think you can do one. Yes,
I was certainly one.
Yeah. You can do that because it's kind of like Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back. They didn't have anything.
Or Winter Soldier, or Ragnarok.
Really, all the films, something else I noticed, like, I think
it's better than two.
Yeah, they didn't like that with Iron Man.
What actually bugs me is the part one and part two shit.
Oh. Well, what I mean is...
That's
the
Harry Potter thing.
Right, I don't... Yeah. Just give it a different title. Okay. It seems weird.
Avengers colon Infinity War colon Infinity Gauntlet, and then
I've never seen a part one,
Infinity
part two.
Crusade.
Infinity Crusade.
Done. Mockingjay. That's what I was trying to think of as the next November flight that's coming out. That's
part one. Yeah, Mockingjay part one.
That'll be the first part one movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Unless you count
Harry
Rango.
Potter. You didn't see Deathly Hallows part one?
No, after... God, what was the one that broke me? The fourth film... No, the fifth film. I saw part of it, and I realized Pablo they were...
Fire?
No, the fifth one is The Order of the Phoenix. I saw part of it, and I was like, oh, they're just mailing these in now because they can. Okay, yeah. I'm done.
And they're doing more. They're doing a Marvel thing with Harry Potter now. Did you see that announcement? Wow. They want to make more Harry Potter films and make it part of the universe and expand it out. So that now they're doing that with Harry Potter. Everybody wants to do the Marvel formula now. With other friends.
What is he, an armor of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I don't understand.
I don't even know, man. J.K. Rowling just come out with a side story that she's publishing.
Dolores Umbridge, I saw that.
Yeah,
I read
and
that
that's, I think all of this is kind of this media strategy.
Well, I heard that the other movies that were coming out were was Newt's Commander that's set in New York in the 20s.
What?
I have no idea.
So there's
what
a
are
book,
these words that you're saying?
There's a book that came out called Fabulous Creatures and Where to Find Them. And it's like... supposed to be one of the textbooks that are in the Harry Potter books.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a story within the story, right? Mm-hmm. The guy that wrote that book, it wasn't by J.K. Rowling. She wrote it by Newt Scamander. And don't know how, but what they've elected to do is they're going to have a new set of movies come out set in the Harry Potter universe. They're going to be in the 30, 40, 50 years ago or something like that.
Okay.
And it's Newt Scamander's the main character. It's the Wizarding World, but in the United States. It's going to be like in Chicago or New York or something like that. And
what,
the main
Prohibition
character.
Era wizards?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Sure.
This sounds incredibly high concept.
I'm telling you. That's the guy that wrote this. That's going to be the main character.
Maybe that dovetails with this whole thing I read about the media expanding the Harry Potter universe out into multiple films. And
I know she swore she'd never do anything again, and I've read three things from her this year.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, did you read her other book?
No, I haven't actually read any of her books.
Yeah, she needs to go back to Harry Potter and fast.
Well, what's his name killed Sherlock? I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's Arthur Conan Doyle. He didn't actually die.
No,
I
it's
actually
fine.
Like making money.
Yeah.
Because none of his other stuff was working after he killed Sherlock himself.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. 200, 300
years ago. Was that the first pulp hero to get resurrected, cheesily?
I don't know, maybe.
Jesus.
Wow, strong move, Keyshawn.
No, yeah, I'm
strong.
Checkmate, motherfucker.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm not even gonna touch that.
Don't drop the mic. You should.
Wow.
As soon as you said resurrected, that's where my head went.
You were like, bam! Right on that shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing my homework. It's like, is it Homer? Is it Iliad and Odyssey?
Jesus.
No, Jesus.
Wow. Okay. I don't even know where to go from there.
I think we can.
Everybody wants to do a Marvel Cinematic Universe type thing. I think that's really the takeaway. Everybody sees dollar signs and they.
Everyone wants to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just no one else seems to figure know how to do it.
Star Wars. Disney doing it again.
Yeah.
Star Wars movie every year, right? For the foreseeable future, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
They've already announced it.
Are y'all watching that show, Rebels?
I haven't.
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
I meant to ask you, so I'm glad you brought it up.
It's good.
Cool.
I watch it with my kids. This is the first new thing we can all watch together.
I actually don't know much about it. Is it animated, live action?
It's set
what the hell is going on?
It's 5 years before A New Hope.
But it's animation style of Clone Wars,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. But, I mean, CG there was a scene associated. I saw today that could have been in any Star Wars movie.
Hmm.
The effects, they've gotten so good with the effects now that, I mean, this was a cartoon.
Yeah.
And you're watching the ship come flying, and I'm like, if I saw that in the theater, I looked over at my wife and was like, if I saw that in the theater, I'd be like, this looks awesome.
Yeah. 20 years ago, letting the computers do it was expensive, but now it's cheap.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
Technology.
It's amazing. So there's good stuff. It's building.
Yeah. But I mean, there are like render programs galore for Frozen. We're not drawing that. She's doing what now? And now,
no.
program.
I know I've seen some stuff online where Lucasfilm has got the software now. I shouldn't say Lucasfilm. But, well, I guess.
Yeah, it's Lucasfilm.
No, ILM.
Oh, okay.
ILM has the software now where they can have a camera on you and a blue screen.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy standing there in like a dot, and they can like live action have the rendering of like 3PO and R2 right there watching it.
Oh.
Like real time. So instead of rendering later, mm-hmm. it's rendering right there.
Yeah.
Computers, man.
That's amazing.
Powerful.
That's amazing.
More and more powerful.
I know. I couldn't believe that. Now, I saw that a year and a half ago, so I don't even know what they're doing now. Now they're probably, you know, Oculus Rift in it.
Who knows?
I'm excited for the independent stuff we're going to be seeing in the next 5 to 10 years. You can
what's that?
Just
anything. Anything that
it's independent.
Can, yeah.
Yeah, like indie stuff.
Because it's going to be so much cheaper to do awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Without a giant Disney behind you, for example.
Speaking of animated stuff, kind of off the beaten path from what we've been talking about, but The Legend of Korra. Have you guys heard of Legend of Korra?
I have.
I am loving that show.
Yeah.
I caught myself up. I'm a huge fan of Avatar: The Last Airbender, the original series that's in the same universe as Legend of Korra, and Legend of Korra is phenomenal, fantastic, top to bottom.
It's
I can't recommend it enough.
It's a cosplay favorite among women of color.
Cannot recommend it enough. It is an amazing show. Season 4 is happening now. Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon's fucked it up in terms of the way they distribute it. Is you can only watch it online. They stopped airing it on TV for some reason, but you can watch it for free online. At least season 4. Mm-hmm. Earlier seasons there's Total 4, of course. You have to catch some
that's
other way.
Weird. Is Nickelodeon blessed with so much programming?
It doesn't. Korra skews older than most of their other shows. So if you watched Last Airbender when you were a kid, as you're starting to become a tween, you're kind of growing up into Legend of Korra, and it deals with more mature subject matter. I just don't think it fits with the rest of what Nickelodeon's going after now. So
okay.
I think that's part of it.
Okay.
But it's hugely popular. It still gets amazing ratings even online.
Yeah.
But even as an adult, this show is great. Like, it touches on stuff that is just great. It's very well plotted, very interesting characters that grow and evolve over time from season to season. Even characters that you knew from the original Avatar, they're old people now. It's like 70 years, I think, after the original series. And, like, they're really cool that they kind of come back and they even you can see how much they've even grown. So I highly recommend it. It's great. And it's only like 20 minutes an episode, you know, really quick.
Okay.
But it's fantastic. Avatar and Legend of Korra, and Legend of Korra is airing on your internets.
I didn't realize it was a season 4. That's
yeah,
that's
it's the last
impressive.
Season, so season 4 is going to be the end. Each one has kind of a theme. The book, each one's called a book, so book 4 is called Balance. It's awesome. So there you go. I highly recommend it. Go watch the shit out of that.
If I remember correctly, last month, because we're in November now, mm-hmm. marked the 3-year anniversary of the new 52.
Really? 3 years?
I think so.
Time to destroy it.
Is anybody reading, giving a shit, enjoying anything?
Mm-hmm.
Late on.
We've got a weekly series that it's the new 52. I can't remember the title. It's the weekly.
I'm sure
series.
It's incredibly.
It's called like New 52, but Futures End or Ball, something like that.
These.
That's a lot. There's a lot. There is a whole shitload of them, and it's really good. It's I got addicted to it. It's cool. Coming out every week, and it's and the part that kills me is like. I swear to God, DC and Marvel just look at each other and hear a kernel of an idea and then do the same thing at the same time. Because you got Hickman doing this wonderful whole, kind of the whole thing's coming together. They're going to have a Marvel crisis is where they're going over there in Marvel.
Yeah, you know, Secret that's, War.
That's
the whole, like, announcements they've been doing, like, every day, right?
Yeah.
Where they rehash, you've seen this too, right? Like, mm-hmm. every event that they've had for the last, like, it's coming to something like this. Right?
Oh
it's,
yeah, it's they're coming towards a crisis.
Is this part of Avengers Infinity? Is that the idea?
No, it's actually
Age of
Infinity
Ultron.
Slash Ultron tipped it. Ultron was the tipping point where they screwed up
time.
With time and they broke time. But then you've got these incursions that are going on over in New Avengers, where Hickman's riding and the realities
one, right?
are clashing with each other, and it's at Earth where these two planets will show up at the mm-hmm. same time. One's got to kill the other and destroy it.
Yeah,
otherwise,
New Avengers started this, right? Because the Illuminati tried to use the Infinity Gauntlet and it failed, basically. Or, like, it worked one time and then they lost all the gems.
Right.
And they erased Captain America's memory. They combined, you know, holy shit, they combined, what's Brad
Meltzer's...
I
thought you hadn't read this. Oh, you... No,
what's,
you have
what's
to
Brad Meltzer's
Identity
Crisis? Identity Crisis with, like, Infinity Gauntlet shit with, like... Final Crisis type shit.
Oh, I've got the title, Infinity Crisis.
That's not the name of the.
I thought it was Infinity Avengers. Crisis, is what they were calling it.
But, like, it's crazy how much, like, Hickman is, like, cool elements from all that stuff. Hickman's, like, rolled into his new Avengers run. Infinity is part of it, but Infinity really deals with, like, the Thanos problem, I think, a little bit. Like, and that stuff. And they wanted to do this whole Avengers World thing that didn't really click for me.
No, it didn't for me either.
But they kind of had to solve that. And then Original Sin kind of solved some things, too, with S.H.I.E.L.D., like the old, like the S.H.I.E.L.D., like Hickman S.H.I.E.L.D., like the ancient organization S.H.I.E.L.D.
I missed that book. I think that's actually, I think I finally did succumb to event fatigue. I just got tired of it, and I've kind of checked out for the most part.
Frankly, I like it now if you just don't treat them as events. Don't read the normal stuff. Just skip the events. That's pretty much just...
That's probably the smart way to do it.
Don't read
month,
just read the events.
Well, I mean, that's what DC's doing. And DC... DC's is just a bad version of Marvel's. And they've got this weekly line. And it's literally how the two worlds are just absolutely... They've got Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Yeah, I think Justice
and
Society
going to
is
shit.
Set in
and,
a different world, right?
And Brainiac is Ultron.
Brainiac is Ultron.
Swear to fucking God, they go off in space, and there's AI is coming, and Ultron. Or no, I'm sorry. Brainiac is taking over Brother Eye. The Brother Eye is that satellite that Batman made.
Yeah.
That
OMAC.
Oh well, that was OMAC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brainiac's taking it over, and it's in the future. Oh, they.
This is an event, right? It's called.
Well, it's building towards an event.
This is
Futures End.
This is the weekly. Is this part of the weekly thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
It's set like 35 years in the future where everything's been destroyed, and Bruce Wayne's one of the few that's still left alive. And Brother Eye catches him, or you know, Brainiac catches him, and has the Joker in custody, and then does an operation.
This is gonna be good.
Batman's on a bed. They're like, what have you done? And the Joker's head is on the other side, and they're now sharing a brain with Bruce Wayne on for one side and Joker's head on the other.
This sounds like a Futurama gag. That's so good to me.
No, it's not. But the rest of the story is pretty good. They're using a ton of B characters, but in great ways, because then they can kill them off, they can do whatever, and they are, you know, telling good stories, and there's good stuff going on, but the way they do it is they kick Batman and Superman out of the story. They got to find a way. Superman went off to Africa, is living in a hut. I swear to God,
he's looking for.
I can't make this shit up. It's like the writers have to punish those two characters Otherwise, they will use them. And so the editor says, you can't use them.
The answer
send
is
them out somewhere where you can't.
Because the answer is always, well, why can't Superman just go fix this?
Right, exactly. It's
so
because
they have to cripple
him Superman's fed up.
Oh, God.
Superman's off in the... And he's
always emo. That's
he's,
like,
well,
they, like the whole
it's Kingdom is. Come Superman. He's off doing farming in an okay. African village is what he's doing. And, like, dragging, you know, some through the dirt. You know, got a mule. And,
Meanwhile,
Batman has surgically implanted the Joker on the back of his head. Hang on.
I'm not excited for this all of a sudden.
That sounds like the Prince video from 89. Or he's like both of them. And dances for some reason.
This is that all of a sudden turned me off.
Don't go back to the well on that. That was terrible the first time. What
I don't
the
even...
fuck? All right, so I guess you answered my question. No, nothing good is coming out of it, too.
I enjoyed Original Sin. I thought that was a good
but that's
follow.
Marvel.
That is, I'm saying, just in terms of what I'm reading.
Okay.
I'm not paying attention to this nonsense.
No, I don't care for it. Okay. I just asked about the New 52, because that was a big deal.
Yeah.
They blew up a whole line.
Yeah.
They found that that was the Infinity
I
Crisis.
I found things I've wanted to read that I've never gotten a chance to. Like, I wanted to check out Flash.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to. I've been catching up slowly on Batman, but I'm still, like, way behind.
I am, too.
But Batman's always solid. Snyder and Capullo were...
Yeah, they had a great team.
Job.
They still have a great team on it.
Yeah.
I heard good things about when Lemire and Sorrentino took over Green Arrow.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently around the halfway point, they realized they just needed to make it like the show.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. It took them a year and a half to get to this conclusion, but then, yeah, okay, woo, good for you. Jeff Johns Superman sounds good.
Green Arrow is just but it's just liberal Batman. It's not that hard to do.
It's all it is. It's yeah.
Oh, here we go.
There's one half.
Oh my god.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
And then let's see.
I don't even, man.
Precisely.
That's the best they could do.
Again, like I said, the ignoring the Batman and the Superman part, because they really aren't touching on them too much.
What's the Wonder Woman part? Is there a Wonder Woman part?
No, they're scared ass for out again.
Basically, the Brother Eyes have, like, cyborged them all up in the future. So the whole planet is just a bunch of roboticized people.
And this is the Ultimates 3 again.
Oh, yeah.
It's Age of Ultron.
Just stop it. I don't I'm going to shake my finger at DC.
So it starts off with Batman getting future Batman. What's his name? From the cartoon.
Oh, Batman Beyond?
Terry McGinnis.
Yeah, Terry McGinnis. And he was going to go back himself, and he gets injured and can't. And so he sends Terry McGinnis back in time.
Hmm.
He was going to send him back in time because Mr. Terrific invents something that ends up being the AI that the thing screws up and sends him.
Skynet, yeah, we got it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, he doesn't go back
Mr.
far
Terrific
enough.
Mr. Terrific is Miles Dyson.
He is. Yes, that's exactly it. God, I wish you weren't right.
I have a question. Perhaps the most important question about this whole storyline. Keyshawn, why are you reading any of this?
Wow.
So that's right before the procedure.
Oh, God.
It's just bad.
They're surgically removing all the good. Dear fuck.
There's one picture in particular I'm trying to find because it's just so greatly stupid.
So on the manga side, Naruto's ending. So I'm reading the end of Naruto.
Yeah, and Japan is going to lose like 10% of their economy. So you know they're worried about, like literally. You know they're worried about that would be like losing Spider-Man back to Marvel. Oh god, no more Naruto.
The last issue ended in an interesting way. Not what I would have expected necessarily. I mean, yes, overall, philosophically, yes, but not in the implementation. So curious how that will wrap up. But that's 698 issues. 21, 22 page issues of Naruto that have come out.
That's actually the way, if they're going to like do this event thing, that's how I wish the Americans would adopt the way they do it.
Just weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, you know, put four artists on a book. Mm-hmm. Crank that shit out. It's going to be intertwined. But
isn't that what they're trying to do with Final Crisis? Did Final Crisis have like four artists? Or was that just because they couldn't do it fast enough?
There were four writers on... What the fuck was that
multiple writers
on 52.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was Wade, Morris and Rucka, I think.
Yeah.
And Johns, probably.
Probably. Like Jeff Johns' fingers were all over everything DC for a long time. Everything leading to Flashpoint.
Yeah, at least anything good they do, for the most part. Did you guys see that Jim Lee redesigned the Count Chocula box?
No, what?
not even lying.
Really? Is a Jim Lee Count Chocula box?
Yes.
I saw a Count Chocula box the other day, and yeah, I thought it looked awesome.
Turn on the side. It's got a quote from Jim Lee.
Really?
Now, I want to know what cereal Rob Liefeld is going to do. Because if Rob
Liefeld... Blueberry doesn't have feet. So that's...
But does he have gritting teeth and pouches? That's what I need to know.
That's Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Oh, and I forgot. To mention,
stop showing me this.
Future Frankenstein.
Oh, this is good.
Has a
future
face?
Frankenstein has a black canary sewed onto his stomach.
What the hell is wrong with this? This is terrible.
Brainiac thought, how better to make Frankenstein even more badass than to have black canary's head like sewn onto his stomach like a Coato.
All right, this is devolving into a reaction podcast.
Yeah, this is just we have shown gross things like Flash's mangled face.
John's gonna take his pants off here in a second. All right, look at this growth I got here. It's under horrible.
That's
the Joker on my dick.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't follow that with anything good.
It is the future's end.
Publishing line's end.
Well, you wish.
Yeah.
Fuck it all up.
I don't know how the sales are doing. That's why I brought it up. I just was wondering how people were feeling about it. Because that was a really a big deal. Well, a lot of hotspot blowing everything up. Although, they didn't really.
Yeah.
It was like the softest of reboots, but...
I don't know what to call it.
What? The New 52?
The New 52. I mean, it's...
That's just it.
Because they're heading towards ending it. I don't know where they're going from there. Are they going to go back? Are they going to go to something else? Or...
Oh, good question.
If it was a Fox X-Men film, it would be a prequel. I that's where they're going with it.
Oh, yeah, we'll set all these back in the 20s again. That's the way to do it.
Like the Wonder Woman movie.
Good old days.
Man.
Damn it, DC. At least have Superman and Batman show up in Arrow and Flash. Have them have a shared universe, a TV universe. That would make sense.
How old is Dwayne The Rock Johnson going to be when the Shazam film actually comes out? Like 50?
Shoot, man, because Shazam, I just had the date. It's
was
like,
2019?
It doesn't matter how old The Rock is.
That's a different button I just pushed.
Yeah, what?
Y'all don't know The Rock.
No.
I can smell what he's cooking. I know that much.
You don't remember how he used to go? He'd ask a question.
I know he's in Furious 7 also
2019,
next year.
Man.
That's crazy shit.
Did you see the trailer for Furious 7 that came out?
No.
Holy shit.
Are they all have black armbands?
No. He's Paul Walker, he's there. Because they filmed a chunk of it before he
passed
away.
Bullshit. He's in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
And when it's not him, it's his brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like five brothers or whatever. But like the trailer is like...
Brandon.
They raise the stakes in terms of the craziness of the antics every time. And they did it again.
That's pretty impressive.
They did it again.
I was watching, I think, Fast 5. Uh-huh. It's the one where Vin Diesel jumps the thing, like, out of his car to, like, grab Letty off the bridge.
That's Furious 6.
Oh, thank God.
That's the one with the tank. That's the one with the tank.
Yes.
That's Furious 6.
They're chasing a tank. I forgot about that. I don't know how I forgot about that.
See, the Fast 5, they were dragging a giant safe between two cars around Rio de Janeiro. Furious 6! Is where there's a tank in a major highway that they're trying to take down, and a C-130 cargo plane at the end. Furious 7 has
Donald
the Rock
just...
with a giant minigun like that was like mounted on an airplane or something. Road,
Sean Connery strapped to the front of the car,
just destroying people. The Rock tears off a cast in the trailer. He has an arm cast, and he's just like, time to mess these suckers up. He just tears the cast off of his arm. I tell you, the series gets better and better every film.
Oh,
every film.
I'm going to have to listen to this podcast to find all the things that I'm going to find.
Except for that DC comic.
You were showing all the stuff that you talked about.
You just said nobody watched that.
Nobody watched this.
God damn it.
Flash 342.
Why is the joke? I don't understand why you would weld the Joker into the back of Batman's head.
Or Black Canary's face to Frankenstein. For fuck's sake, what the fuck is that?
I'd look at Brainiac, okay? That's just the way Brainiac rolls.
More like Maniac.
What? What is the purpose? Just
you'll know at the end of the year.
Brilliant.
You'll know at the end of the year, right? That's like when all 52 issues.
What's amazing is like you get all this really good stuff. Like Robin has quit being Robin, Tim Drake, and he's like literally changed his name. Just changed his name. Robin. No, he's grown up. He's an adult.
So
he's got a beard. He's met a woman, and he's like hit it from her. Who he was.
I like the progressions of life. There, he got a beard. He got a woman.
He owns a bar.
He's got a 401k.
He owns a bar. Like, and there's all this stuff that's happened where Firestorm.
I want to read that comic.
Well, yeah.
Firestorm in the later years.
Well, like, Firestorm is two guys.
Daniel Stern narrates.
And one of them, like, is hooking up with a girl and doesn't come to help, and Green Arrow dies.
Oh.
And, then the other one, they're mad at each other, and they don't want to be
Firestorm
anymore. And so one of them becomes an alcoholic and is drinking at Robin's bar.
Okay.
And hits on Robin's woman. And there's all sorts of good stuff.
This all sounds very depressing.
Well, it's all...
Meanwhile, Batman and Joker are rolling together, and Black Canary's on the head, on the face, on the chest of Frankenstein.
What drugs were involved in this?
Like, who is these people smoking?
But then, so, the parts that are of the crazy are, like, set 30 years in the future where Brainiac's already won. And he's, like, flipping stuff back in time. So, like, it's obviously, like, setting up some kind of crisis or something. That's where it's going. And and you got flashes showing up, and then you know that's your telltale symptom.
Which
that
one?
You've got
Barry
a crisis.
Allen or Wally West?
No, Barry Allen's the normal Flash now. There hasn't been any Wally West.
Well, I know, but you're
until
talking
now,
all kinds of other fucked up shit. So
until now. Yeah, until now. And
so
Wally West shows up? Like a chrome Flash Wally West shows up.
Chrome?
Yeah, he's like all chrome. And who the hell knows what? And I think an old Barry comes too. So there's Flash aplenty. And
okay, so here's the writers listed for this atrocity. Issue 0 through 30, Brian Azzarello. Come on. Jeff Lemire, also good.
Okay.
Dan Jurgens. Keith Giffen.
Yeah. Classic?
Yeah, I guess. But it's...
Well, I haven't gotten to 30.
But by the time you get to Keith Giffen, it doesn't matter anymore. All the insanity has already been laid out. Mostly by Brian Azzarello, if I'm not mistaken.
This has Azzarello. No, this sounds like Azrael's like, let's go to a bar and write this. My God. It's full of stars.
Well, that's why I'm kind of like the New 52. They're just essentially throwing the Legos up in the air and going, let's fucking do whatever.
Sure. Maybe something.
Maybe something good will happen. Maybe
I'm all for that kind of stuff. Because it gives you freedom you didn't originally have.
Well, what occurs to me is that they're just doing Elseworlds all the time now. Because that's what sells the best is Elseworlds. Mm-hmm. You know, they aren't strapped to continuity. Yeah,
they just
and so, yeah, you know, they could do Red Sun or they could do whatever. And this very much seems like they're flipping an Elseworlds switch where they can just do whatever at any given time.
Well, I would posit that would make the New 52 a failure then. The idea was to be unconstrained by continuity. That was the point.
But I think that's what it's doing. Because now, I mean, there's just a realities aplenty, and you're getting whatever kind of Batman you want to come up with. And, oh, that's a new planet, and that's a new reality. And there's just realities all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's very akin to what Marvel's doing and Hickman's doing with realities crashing into each other. It's just...
But that's like, yeah, it's weird because the reality is crashing into each other in Hickman's run of, like, New Avengers with the Illuminati. They're actively trying to prevent that. Like, it's a thing that drives the plot forward versus something that creates
new plots. The metatextual of it is amazing.
Yeah.
Marvel in their stories are actively trying not to become DC. That is the plot of the story.
The truth is, I think that they're so hung up in continuity, I don't know if they're going to wipe Marvel.
Just Hickman comes and says, guys, wait. What if...
We write a whole fucking story.
About how we don't become DC.
You could write a great novel.
Look, and he's
are
so
you reading,
like...
Are you reading Ultimate Spider-Man? Because what I remember you telling me is what your favorite thing about Ultimate Spider-Man was the supporting cast.
It is entirely
the supporting cast now. It's just... Miles Morales...
Well, I think I caught a huge fucking spoiler the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, in fact, I'm sure I did.
Can we say spoilers?
Yeah.
That Peter's back?
Yeah, Peter's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading it.
aren't the X-Men from the past in that reality now?
Yes.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. because I don't know why.
I think that's, they've hinted at it so many times about just getting rid of the Ultimate line, and mm-hmm. I think they're going to. But Miles Morales, they'll keep. I don't think there's anything else no worth keeping.
The sales have dictated it.
Yeah.
The fans have spoken with their dollars.
Yeah, well,
they've been trying to keep it alive, but no one cares.
Yeah, well, they don't have
the same people. It's a DC move. They've blown it up so many damn times. I can't mm-hmm. follow it anymore.
Right.
You're right.
I think Cap was part of the president of the Confederacy, I think, 2 years
ago. President of the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or part of it, because it felt part of
U.S., that was still not, that wasn't at war. Not either. Like,
It had two different things going on.
Richards is insano.
Yeah.
Well, there were two things. There was Reed Richards' insano group, and there was Jean Grey's insano group.
Because
they had like half of the United States in like mutant war camps and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like,
at the same time that this Hydra stuff's going, it's just everything is going.
Yeah, they raised the stakes so high that there was no coming back.
Yeah, but Ultimate Spider-Man spectacular, and the supporting cast. Man, frankly, I'm going to be very depressed if they flip Miles Morales over and they don't take the supporting cast. Because they're all there. All of them. And they've been just in a different way, but they're all just Aunt May and all of them. And
I don't understand how Miles Morales' story like works and with all that crazy shit going on in that world.
Oh, they've done it. They somehow mixed it because he's almost like the fish out of water during that war where the United States is torn apart. Like, they just pick him up from S.H.I.E.L.D. and just kind of hurl him into the middle of it. And then he's kind of lost because he gets blown up from the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And he has to kind of wind his way back to
I guess I'm just saying, with all that stuff going on, society. How does New York City, like, you know, resemble the New York City we know as Spider-Man's setting? And it's just...
Yeah, well, they keep taking things away from New York. All the battles and stuff happen, like, Midwest.
Yeah, they're all over
like,
the place.
Or, like, in S.H.I.E.L.D. facilities... And they just keep fucking
the future will be decided in Iowa.
Yeah. Well, the future Iowa is awesome. Everybody knows this from the original Star Trek, right? Riyadh and everyone kind of check that box.
Oh my god. I don't know. Yeah. Events are fun, but
well, it looks like
you
Marvel's
can break your toys. You certainly can break your toys.
Yeah. It looks like Marvel's going to do something. Huge because like all those events like
I love it. Yeah, man, they're about to go event nuts.
I don't know what that all means. I mean, they keep alluding to all kinds of things like are those going to be actual issues?
Well, think of like what they did with Illuminati. Remember when they very first started the Illuminati? Mm-hmm. They went back over the last 30 years and did every.
That was like one like
and told a story.
It's a
miniseries. It was a miniseries, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, I bet you that's what they're heading towards.
But like, I guess because there's no other way to do it.
They
like,
also
they can't just make it a huge
because it was a. It faces backward. They had the benefit of, you know, they worked it in. You know, that they knew their ending already, so to speak.
Right.
By the nature of that story. Uh-huh. So there's no chance of breaking
shit. Here's an interesting idea. So they're going to end Ultimate Line, right? But maybe they bring Miles Morales over.
I'd be so depressed.
So what if they replace Amazing Spider-Man completely? Just get rid of Peter Parker, 616 Peter Parker, and just use Miles Morales for two reasons. One, because it's a valuable character. And two, because fucking Sony owns the goddamn rights to Peter Parker.
Ah, this is the promo gambit.
So what if Secret Wars ends up blowing up certain characters like that?
And then Sony responds by casting Jaden Smith as the Miles Morales coming
into 2022. Do they have the rights to Miles Morales? Did they buy the rights to Spider-Man before Miles Morales existed?
That's interesting.
That's why they've gone through three iterations of the comics to make sure it's not Spider-Man. It's Miles Morales, the Ultimate
colon
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That's just a callback to Peter Parker,
PT
colon Spider-Man.
Period 2.
They had Peter Parker, colon Spider-Man years ago. That's just a callback to that, I think.
Yeah.
That was a set of issues. The Spider-Man series.
I think it might be both.
Yeah. I think they're killing just several birds with one stone.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but like that name is not new. Like that raising of
it's not new. I'm just saying that I think there's some vindictive shit like you're talking about.
Damn straight. They canceled Fantastic Four, for fuck's sake. Who cares if the book doesn't work anymore?
We talked about this off podcast. I think the fans canceled Fantastic Four with their
it's like that comic's been around forever.
It'll be back. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But
do you think
it won't be back until Fox gives it back to this.
Let me bring you in on what we were talking about.
I don't think it matters a little.
That character, that concept is really fucking old and shows its age a lot. Much like Superman and Batman did to a lesser extent.
Marvel, within 5 years, will have a Fantastic Four comic, without a doubt. Because legally, you got to publish something to keep it.
Will it be the Richards and their kids?
It doesn't matter as long as it has the title. That's why they have a Captain Marvel comic that comes out every 5 years. You know, whether it's like, oh, he's back for a Skrull invasion. And then, there's just one comic. And it's done. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why. It's to purely maintain the copyright.
There was
that's
like
it.
Two issues of Civil War or Captain Marvel or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So they're going to do that. They'll find something for Fantastic. Because they, now I understand, they don't want to promote somebody else. Although, man, these comics ain't promoting nobody else. It's not like, oh, I don't know who's Fantastic
Four.
But it does
create more content for those studios to have to use as fodder for their stories. So if you're making Spider-Man comic books, you're doing work for them because they can use those
stories. Did you hear the rumor that they're not making New Mutants either for the same reason?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Rob Liefeld, who would be someone who would know, is a wholly subscribes to this theory. Brian Michael Bendis, another guy who would also know, says it's
denies
complete crap.
Denies it. Yeah.
Bendis is in a charm position, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but Bendis is making New Mutants. So.
Yes, yeah.
What?
Uncanny X-Men.
Okay, hang on, sorry. I nerded out. When you said Bendis is making New Mutants, I went, they're making a New Mutants comic? And it's Bendis?
Yes, they did. For
I'm excited!
There is a New Mutants, there is New Mutants, I thought, but...
Is?
Yeah, I thought there is.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, there was. There's X-Men again, and that's all the female X-Men together.
I just know the titles that I'm enjoying these days are the ones that aren't connected to all this stuff.
I don't know. Uncanny's good.
Like, I love Hawkeye.
I love Uncanny.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. I don't even like that artist that much.
I was about to say, Bacchio's still drawing it, right?
The story is just so good. Yeah. What they're doing. I love all of that.
Yeah.
And
that's another
good
reason. I mean, I hate to keep hammering on it. This is why I'd love to see Marvel get those films back.
Yeah,
because they don't.
They won't.
Singer doesn't know what to do with Cyclops.
Yeah, so they just
got rid of Cyclops is a great character.
Yeah,
but no one knows it because Fox doesn't know what to do with him. Fox thinks it's all about young Magneto, young Xavier, and Mystique. And Mystique, they backed their ass into. That was a mistake. That was an accident. And now we have Jennifer Lawrence wasting her time trying to play a character that, frankly, is beneath her.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
They should bring her into the Marvel Cinematic Universe as something else.
Yeah, the problem is they get so damn busy.
She'd be a good Carol Danvers.
She's a talented actress. She could throw play anything that they throw at her, except maybe Misty Knight.
But is Carol Danvers the best character for Jennifer Lawrence? Yes. She needs something.
I think Carol Danvers has got that.
Possibly.
I freaking love that character. Way back when, like the John
Byron
days.
I like the character. I'm just wondering if it's the best fit. That's all I'm saying.
Is his name John Byron? How do you pronounce it? B-Y-R-N-E?
John Byrne.
Byrne?
Byrne.
Shit. I've been saying Byron since I was 12. I'm never going to change.
Oh, I'm actually in the middle of an upgrade on my OS, so my Tumblr actually doesn't work. I know, but I saw that you can actually commission, like, really awesome stuff from him.
What?
Because his career is just that over at this point. He lives off fan commissions.
Really?
Like, if you want, like, a mural of the X-Men on your wall, he'll do it.
Really?
Now, you need about 10 grand.
Oh, my God.
But you can get it done. That's kind of cool.
Only if I had 10 grand.
Yeah.
Looks like, there is no... The last New Mutants was, like, 2011 or something like that.
Yeah.
So no New Mutants for now.
No more mutants.
I mean, it's going to be a big push for Inhumans.
No, huge push.
Yeah.
I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the cinematic side is like, that's what they're doing. It's
no morals.
Like, it's...
Well, they pulled Matt Herrera out. That's one of their big guns to launch Inhumans, too, so...
Like, it's built into the cinematic universe plot. There's
I think
no
I ran into him the other day.
Really?
At Rudy's.
A good place.
I think he still lives.
He was buying a sausage.
I think he still lives in Austin. And I did kind of those things where you see someone, I'm like, where do I know that guy from? And I was like, oh shit, I think that's Joe Madureira.
He's like, he's got the barbecue sauce and he's like drawing the Inhumans on like the wax paper with a little sausage.
And he wasn't working there. He's buying food. But
I'm saying, he's sitting at the table eating a sausage and drawing with another one in the barbecue sauce.
I just wish I realized that a second earlier because I would have been like, hey, good luck on the new, because they've opened that new company now, so would have said hi, but yeah, it was such a like, wow, world's colliding moment, like, here from the tacos, oh, hey, and there's Joe Madureira.
Stand in line.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see them try to make every thing an Inhuman thing going forward for a while. See how that goes.
They're great characters.
Yeah.
They, for whatever reason, they haven't stuck.
So you think since they got the Inhumans that basically just tell all their mutant stories and call them Inhumans,
yeah,
right?
Straight up. I think Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver will be
the dictates of their contract with Fox demand they do so. They cannot use the word mutant in their movies. That's how tight that contract
is. By the time you finish Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1, you'll see all kinds of Inhumans connections. Yeah,
aren't they referred to it as miracles in the that?
Well, they use gifted or other things, but like there will be people referred to as Inhumans any time now because season two is just all this stuff. Like, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but because you haven't seen it, but
Flash has already adopted the metahuman title.
But they'll be called like gifted or
posthuman. That Ellis and Miller came up with back in the day. That's my favorite.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Like, they use gifted right now, but I wonder if they'll switch to something else eventually. But, like, it's so heavy right now in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lore. It's like any day.
I'm looking forward to Agent Carter. I think that looks good.
Yeah.
That should be good.
And, it's the whole thing about there's either a Marvel TV show or a movie coming on. Like, Agent Carter is in the time when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't airing. And then they go back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, like, it's just constant Marvel.
Oh, all the time. I didn't pick up on that.
It's a mini-series in January.
Yeah. That is brilliant.
In between the stuff. Yeah.
Oh, they've got to put the Winter Soldier in there at some point, right?
Well, and Agent Carter was in the first episode of Season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, like, the plot from Agent... Some plot from Agent Carter bridges into the modern-day Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff is just connected and ripe for cool connections and interesting.
Yeah.
And I was really encouraged that they managed to pick up, at least for a temporary time on each episode or whatever, that they nailed the guy that plays Howard. So they brought him on for the TV show. So we have all the same actors for the different roles.
That's cool.
Very exciting. Dominic Cooper is his name, That's the guy that plays Howard Stark in the 40s.
You stumped me with the Jennifer Lawrence question.
Who would you put her in? Captain Marvel's an option for sure.
Yeah.
Who else?
Gotta
be someone that lasts. She can't be a one and done. She's not.
No.
She's too high profile and too good of an actress, frankly, for not to have her multiple.
Yeah, you gotta go some. You gotta go big with her.
Gotta go
home.
Big.
It's Captain Marvel.
Who's their biggest female villain?
Biggest
female villain?
Lady Loki.
No.
Yeah. That might be fun. But that's a one and off.
Enchantress? Mm. Shoot.
Spider-Woman?
Although Sony has...
Yeah.
Has it.
What? Really?
Sony has
Spider-Woman?
That's the whole Lance Truman. They're doing all female Spider.
Speaking of like creating their stuff, Sony just needs to wait 6 months for Spider-Verse to come out.
Yeah, and then they just have
whatever sells best from that. That's your movie.
Spider-Gwen, that shit. I watch a
Spider-Gwen's a meme already.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited for it.
I watch a film with that.
Yeah. You read that book?
Sight Unseen.
It's not out yet. I don't think
it's not out yet.
Well, it starts. I read it. Spider-Verse number 2, her first appearance.
Oh, okay.
Did you read that?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But she's getting her own title.
Damn,
well,
it was good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a cool concept. Dan Slott's a pretty good writer. I think he's underrated. And on that note. I don't have we left any Marvel or praise unturned.
I don't even know anymore.
Rock unhurled at DC.
Fuck DC.
I think that's all of them. Although we've used that before.
Yeah. Have we said that they don't like money? Did we go that route?
They must
time?
Not like money. Well, no.
Flash and Arrow.
And Bizarro Marvel.
Well, they have realized that they can just stick Batman in a shit and they'll do okay.
Yeah. And it's about damn time they figure that out.
They put Batman with a V dot.
It's still going to make at least a quarter of a billion. It can be terrible.
I'll go watch it just to see.
Harry Potter.
I mean, let's be real.
Those are substandard.
We're gonna go watch that movie, no matter how stupid the title is.
I don't know. I think if y'all go watch it and then I hear it's horrible, I probably won't go.
I do wait on Flix now. Let's turn up to see.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch it.
I'm not.
I'm gonna go to the theater and watch it.
The only things I'm pulling first day for anymore are gonna be Star Wars movies and Marvel movies if I can.
Yeah.
Damn well bet I'll be going to see Ultron as fast as I can get in there. Okay. My wife will too. That's saying something.
Well, you can take your kiddos now, right? They're old enough, huh?
No, not for that.
Oh, I keep forgetting your.
I keep making new ones.
Yeah,
that's officially done since the last podcast.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
Lord, that was hell. when you hear somebody literally say to you, "Let me adjust this vice on your balls," that I've had that sentence on me since the last time. No, they were loosening it because I'm screaming.
That's some real Future Zen shit right there.
It was.
Was Joker?
I look at the Joker was on my ball. I decided I was going to make a movie about
it. Podcast over. That's it. We got to walk out with Joker on your balls.
So why so serious?
No, no. That's why you put it to the doctor. You don't want to walk out with Joker on your balls.
You want green that's how I got
these scars.
Wow.
Yeah, Ariel horrible. Rodriguez, thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Keyshawn Feige, as always, a pleasure.
Feige?
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Kevin Feige, I think.
Feige.
I've been saying Feige.
Or Feige.
Yeah, well, I know
just listen to an interview where somebody mentions his name. There's plenty of that now.
So bad with the diphthongs.
They penguins.
Diphthongs, penguins, and Olsen twins. Oh, my.
I'm Cyrus Mortizavi. My main site is at fanbasecomics.com. It is idle at the moment, but it's because I've been working hard on some cool shit coming out in 2015 that you guys will see.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah,
first time hearing about that. That's cool.
That's why I haven't been. You asked me, have you seen this? No. Have you read this? No. I've been working. Been busy. And you can watch this. You can listen to this and other episodes of Full of Sound Theory podcast at fullofsoundtheory.com and at iTunes. This has been a Rise Again production. Copyright 2020.
Hooked on the field.